Just rip ass.
No, I'm just like
just ripped out a new episode of Bosboro Radio.
This chair is kind of weird.
It's creaky.
It's a fucking wicker seat chair.
Wicker seats. That's kind of pinches.
It just has a weird.
Cut the bottom out and make that a torture chair.
Yes.
Torture chair.
Like, oh yeah. And then you get a rope. God, yep. Damn. A knot on the end of it.
And just eat your balls with a rope. Yep.
A little to the left.
Perfect. Glad we've all seen that movie.
Yeah, that movie is so good. The
movie is really good. It's really, really good.
I should own it in Blu-ray, but I don't.
I do own it on Blu-ray. Mm. You're missing out.
I own it on X-ray.
Oh, really? Yeah. So in that scene with the nonsense. With Daniel Craig in the chair, he stands up.
Oh, man.
Yep. X-ray.
Have you seen like all the behind the scenes like nonsense for that?
Mm-mm.
That part where he's driving the car and then has to like veer it to not run her over.
Yeah.
That car, like they had to just destroy that car.
Do it in like 14 takes.
Well, because originally the stunt driver like tried to make it roll, but that car like has an auto detect where it just corrects the turn to make it not roll. And so what they had to do is rip out the entire back end of that car and put a hydraulic punch in it.
Oh, just and, like Mythbusters blowing off the road.
Mm-hmm. And they'd like just threw the car off the road.
Oh, yeah. That was a great, great impossible crash.
Yeah, they like it punches the car off the road and then they just like CGI out the punch because it's this huge plate that just gets forced down into the like road.
Sweet.
Just throws the whole
imagine
car.
Imagine being that stunt driver.
Yeah, really.
Knowing you're just about to fuck yourself.
Like, and they did the interview with the stunt driver where he's just like, I've never seen a car that I couldn't flip. And he just, like, this car, the computer system in it is just like, nope, can't let you do that.
Off buttons for those computer systems?
I don't know what it is. Also, that car is really low profile, so I'm sure just like the center of gravity on that thing combined with computer just being
you
like,
have to be going really, really fast.
Like, yeah,
and I'm sure they weren't actually going too incredibly fast for the scene, right?
Yeah, so they'd like gutted that poor car.
Put the film just in for double speed,
just for his safety, you know,
right?
The driver's safety. You're not going to go 150 miles an hour.
He's a stunt driver, man. He lives that life.
Yeah, he signed up for this shit.
Yeah, this is profession.
Signed his name on that
dotted
line.
Hazard pay as a stunt driver.
I imagine
that's just pay, man. They just call that the check.
Do you imagine people just like? So, what is your like freaking insurance agent service? So, what is your profession? Stunt driver.
I'm a driver.
Drive cars.
I drive all sorts of things. In controlled
sometimes,
settings.
Sometimes I light myself on fire. Yeah.
Jump out of building. So
your deductible, huge.
Yep. That movie's so good, though.
It is really
you know what movie sucks? The one after it. Quantum of Solace.
Yeah, garbage. I just did not really care
I was
for that.
Like, what?
It's,
what's
I mean,
going
it's,
on here?
It, no. It's, there's nothing good about that movie.
I had no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Craig's good about that movie.
Yeah.
And
I don't even
the
know.
Attractive women are okay in that
movie. That one's
but
not,
then
I, not even memorable.
I lose.
No, the very end was pretty sweet.
What, when he feeds him the can of oil?
Yeah.
And, doesn't feed it to him, but
he
hands
says,
it to
here
him.
You go. You'll probably drink that in about an hour.
That still wasn't a good movie.
No, it's not a good movie. Like, there's nothing entertaining about it.
There's like his turtlenecked henchman. What the heck was up with that guy?
So here's
I don't even remember the villain.
Here's how terrible that movie is.
Is he wearing a general suit?
I thought the best part about that film was when he chased down the one guy in Uganda and blew up that embassy.
The very first
you're talking
scene?
About you're talking not that about Quantum of Solace. You're talking about Casino Royale.
I know. That's what my problem is, that I thought the best part about Quantum of Solace was that scene. And that scene's in Casino Royale. I just confused myself.
Now I'm confused too.
Oh, you mean the opening scene when he chases
the opening scene
like,
in Casino Royale,
hanging from ropes,
is what I thought was the best part of Quantum of Solace. Was
no, that's not it. There's a different scene in Quantum of Solace, which is like a car fight,
and then they go and hang upside down from ropes.
But it's really shitty. Like unlike Quantum of Solace, where they Casino Royale, where they pull all the fights back, and it's all like good. Daniel Craig, like, elbowing guys and just kind of zooming the camera out and having, like, really hard-hitting punches and stuff. This one, it's super quick, choppy cuts, so it's actually, like, really dizzying and confusing as to what's going on with all that stuff. Like, it just doesn't make any sense because it's that crappy Hollywood quick cut.
Yeah. I don't know. This is why MGM decided to sell the rights to making the movie for because
the next one
for the next. Well, you know, MGM is bankrupt and they had two movies going for them. One is, you know, the 007 franchise.
There's a new 007 movie coming out this next year.
It cannot be MGM.
I don't know who it is, but it is.
I'm pretty sure they sold it last
year. There is a website for it. I forget the name of it.
Is it like based on the novelizations?
Probably. Okay. Well, that's what they've all been now.
Right.
I mean, it's not even Ian Fleming writing them. It's like four
different
dudes.
Based on the novel.
Right.
Ian Fleming's 007.
It's based on the character of Ian Fleming's 007, but now it's different novels from different dudes.
Is it going to be...
it's not Bloodstone.
No, come on.
Actually,
Uncharted
that's what
reference
I thought
here.
It was going to be.
That's freaking, the game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Uncharted reference here. Freaking... what the hell?
Oh, what you're talking... The first John...
John...
D?
D, yeah,
John D.
John D.
The
D.
Original 007.
Yep. Yeah, that was so that was cool.
Play Uncharted.
I thought it was a cool little thing in that game.
Spend $300 and play Uncharted, Ryan.
Now is the time.
Now is the time. They have a bundle package.
Wait, instead, you can pay $280 and play a better Uncharted.
What, you get two with the game?
No, just get two for like $20.
Oh, there you go. That's, yeah.
Forget that.
Then I wouldn't see the reference.
Yeah, you wouldn't get the reference.
You just got it now.
But really, Uncharted 3. Yeah, just play the better
one. If I was going to play one, I'd probably play 3.
No,
play 2. Mm-mm. That's the better one.
Mm-hmm. You finished that game, John.
I did finish that game.
2 or 3?
You'll fuck that game.
All the above.
Like, that game is still good, but it's not good as...
I didn't say fuck that game. I just say, you know...
It just... So, Uncharted 1 and 2 just set a precedent for what you should expect in Uncharted 3, and that is not delivered on.
Right.
I saw the commercials of him, like... Hanging from the back.
$5 foot long.
I want mysticism in my Uncharted
exactly.
games.
If I see fucking, you know, okay, so this is what I'll say. You know, in Indiana Jones, I expect a level of mysticism.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens?
But see, this, even
not,
this.
That's not an Indiana Jones film.
But so this is what we're saying here is like, you know, you show me Crystal Skulls and I will show you a bad Indiana Jones movie. You show me Uncharted 3 and I will show you a subpar Uncharted game.
Yeah. There's a fine line for, like, mysticism and then straight-up, like, pseudoscience nonsense, where they're like, oh, these are actually aliens that are doing this, whereas in like, the previous Indiana Jones movie, it's like, we're not going to explain how this dude just, like, said some words and pulled a heart out of a chest. Like,
yeah,
that's freaking weird.
It's,
but it's not aliens weird.
It does it.
It's not like not aliens. Aliens.
It's, yeah, where it's just like, well, now you're just going,
aliens are avatar, clear avatars.
Made out of crystals. Yeah,
the crystal skulls are weird and real.
But so that's the thing is, I don't want something
best
that can
crystal
be explained
skull is a
as
vodka.
Being right. Exactly. And I don't want Dan something Aykroyd. That can be explained as real. I just want
the occult.
I just give me some just
filtered through diamonds.
I just wanted a genie. That's all I wanted. Damn it.
So yeah. Holy Grail. You're that's like
Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
Yes.
No, yeah. Now we're talking. That's we're mysticism talking I can get behind.
Yep. What is
we
favorite,
already got one.
What is your favorite color? Blue. No, green.
Yep.
Can we do spoilers on this one?
No.
No.
What do you want to talk about? Just the
we've
stuff?
Talked
to Indiana Jones
well,
that no. from 50 years
no.
ago.
It's aliens.
It's aliens, damn it.
It's a refrigerator. He survives.
Refrigerator. It's filled with lead, so that's what makes it okay,
Sean
right?
Sean Connery uses an umbrella.
Yep. To stab. Sword fighting with umbrellas. Perfect. No, it just, yeah, I wanted, like, you build,
Dr.
up
Jones,
all, this,
Dr.
You build
Jones.
All this talk up about a fucking genie in Uncharted 3, and don't give me a genie. I get a little upset when
right.
I see a genie.
It, so...
No Robin Williams?
If you want, so
Robin,
in every...
I was like, I hope it's blue.
In every Uncharted game, there's been this, like, sharp left turn of, like, okay, every man that is in impossible situations then hits this new level of, like... Freaking crazy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It's not impossible
unsolved
anymore.
Mystery.
Now it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like Ripley's Believe It or Not Uncharted.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, then
well,
there
yeah,
were
the
blue people
one,
who
you,
ate this fruit and turned into monsters.
Yeah, turned into like purple hulks and
mm-hmm.
bluish purple hulks.
Turned into the beast.
Started wearing Yeti costumes mm-hmm. to protect their crazy
soft blue
Shangri-La.
Outside.
Oh, the village?
Yep.
Yep. Pretty much, actually.
So in this one, it's like, it takes that sharp turn. And you're like, oh god, this is awesome.
Yeah, a mystical land.
It pulls the
shrouded by a sandstorm.
Yeah, it pulls it pulls it back, and it's like, oh nope, it's all real, man.
Yeah, it's a real place.
This is stuff that happened.
Yeah,
here's the facts.
You know the magic.
Here's
of
science.
Magic of the Uncharted 3.
Science
is just
ruined.
Fucking narcotics. That's
separation
all it is.
Of church and state.
It's just heroin. That is.
Don't know what it is, man.
Dude, it's some sort of hallucinogenic.
PCP.
That's all it. Yeah, just tons of LSD.
Yes, tons of LSD.
Just my type of game.
Uh huh.
But yeah, there's yeah. And then the point of it, like the point of the drug, is just like what? There is no point to it.
Don't
like,
say any more about that because that's
stupid.
That's stupid.
It's stupid.
The end.
The worst part about Uncharted is Uncharted 3 is just the story.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason you show up.
Which is why you go to an Uncharted game.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not for the amazing third-person gameplay.
It is not for the shooting, that's
well,
for sure.
I don't know. I always enjoyed it. Like, I always enjoyed the shooting.
I like the crazy set pieces. I don't like shooting
since
dudes
one,
in that game.
I like the combat in that
You're
game.
Fucking crazy.
I know I'm crazy. I enjoy the combat in that game, which is why when I hear people talking about, like, there's a scene where, like, a bunch of dudes rappel down, and they're, like, combat shotgun men, and they're so difficult. It's like, no, that was the hardest part is just that boat graveyard, because that was dumb. Because you get blown up randomly. Everything else was pretty much okay. I mean, the inside of the boat, yeah, that was frustrating. But really, the combat I don't think is too difficult.
I thought it was better in 2, but still. I feel like I say this now, but if I went back and played 2, I'd probably be just as frustrated because I remember there were some
The melee, I think, is better, but that's just because that actually has a system now. Instead of, if you press the buttons more, you hit more.
Mm. Yep.
Did you give me that back?
No,
Okay.
Hanging out right over there.
Okay.
If you want to take it with you.
Yeah, then I'm going to play some online stuff.
There you go.
Well, you're at 6%.
Oh, hey, check that out.
So we'll have that video up eventually, right?
Yep. It's uploading right now.
It's looking good, too.
Good. It's furthest it's ever been.
But 6%?
Sorry about the delay on the Uncharted video. It's ready and everything. Just the internet hates me right now. Hopefully it's getting better. Microphone smoking again, Griff?
Smells funny, man.
Smells funny.
It smells like electronics.
Smelly microphone?
You know I can't smell it.
I know you can't smell it, but that's why I'm like, man, it smells like some electronics are not doing so hot.
Burning. Electronics are doing some electrical stuff.
God, you know, it could be my electronics, the way I have them crammed in there.
Maybe.
Like some freaking hodgepodge. Wow,
how does it smell,
be,
Ryan?
It's just going to be sniffing noises nope. for the first like, few
Toby,
seconds.
Toby, stop sniffing everything. Jeez, you're so loud.
It smells like wet dog.
I like how Toby just looks all concerned.
What?
It's like, oh. I was just chewing my bone.
So, we got that out of the way. Ryan, you've been absent for a while with work, with real life.
Yeah.
Ryan, how's that life. Call of Duty?
Blows.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Serious.
I'm what do
probably
you got?
Returning it.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just what do you not like about it?
It's just boring to play.
Is it too slow?
It's boring to play.
Does it move too slow?
I don't know. It's not like the other Call of Duty. They really dumbed it down, and I don't know if it's because so many people are playing it right now, but it's just not playable for me.
Oh, you're saying the online lag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's pretty bad.
It's like shoot a guy 4 times in the back, and then he turns around, shoots you once, and you die. Like,
sweet.
That happened more than 20 times.
Yeah, I was watching Hunter play this morning, even on the PS3, which is going to be private server, not Microsoft servers, and it's like, you know, he was running around with a riot shield, and he would hit a guy, and he hear the thunk, and he hit him again, and he hear the thunk, and he keep hitting him, and then the guy's like behind him.
Yep.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
How is that working?
It's horrible.
Or neither of you guys.
Point blank throwing knife to a guy, and then it's like, well, he'll get killed. And then we watch the kill cam, and it's like he never threw the knife.
Yeah.
Like,
that happens every game. And it's just not fun to play. I turned it off last night and said I'm going to get Skyrim.
Yes.
Okay.
You
hang
should
on.
Get that game.
Before we just transition really quickly, I've been trying to beat the single player for Call of Duty.
Yeah, you play the campaign?
I
right?
play the campaign on the veteran difficulty.
Did you finish it?
Yeah. It's the campaign was just more Call of Duty. It was actually the easiest one out of any of them
I
played.
I agree
yeah, I
with
can
that.
Feel that. And I totally get this.
Your teammates like, actually do stuff.
That's what I was telling John last week.
Teammates do like everything.
You can sit back and just kind of let that game play.
Yep.
There was only one sequence that I found where the game, like I was killing dudes, my teammates were killing dudes, and then I realized after a little bit that the game wanted me to move to a specific location for it to continue. Otherwise, dudes were just going to keep coming out of the woodwork.
Yep.
And then I was just like, uh-oh.
Back to the old Call of Duty classic.
I just
got to
move 6 feet this direction, and then the game will continue. Yep. I didn't even have to shoot anybody, though. But so that's the weird thing about this game.
I did find there was, if you can, you know, on all the levels where they're like, follow, you follow the leader thing where you're just running after Price the entire time. Mm-hmm. If you get ahead of that AI, it is great.
Oh,
you
I've done
speed,
that.
You just stab everybody in the back.
Oh, really?
Incredibly. You just sprint ahead of Price or whoever you're supposed to follow. You just make a lap around the room you're supposed to be in. And then, because there is some really bad, what do you call that? Like the AI hook recognition that like clicks into place. Like, okay, this is when I start fighting. Has to be when like Price enters the room.
It triggers only when
their attention is on the follow guy. So I run ahead of him. So in the castle level towards the end, running through that, all the guys are coming at Price, and I'm several yards ahead of him around the corner, like just starting in the back, stab guy, and they're all just looking at Price as he's entering the room, sitting behind cover, stab.
God.
It was like playing Killzone 2 again, but the AI doesn't know what to do when you're up close to them, but this time they're like, I thought that guy was supposed to be behind him.
Yeah. He's not following him.
Why does that guy have follow on his head? I don't know.
That guy's leading.
See, that's just poor design. Like, what?
Yeah, Sledgehammer game sucks. I'm pretty,
Well, it's Infinity Ward and Sledgehammer.
Infinity and Sledgehammer.
And Treyarch.
I'm sure Treyarch is probably doing the online. I feel like.
It doesn't feel like Black Ops. Black Ops felt crisper.
Is it maybe too many?
A lot crisper.
Too many
what do you
hands
mean?
And
just like the even connection? Because that's not.
And the guns? Like, even the guns, like.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. I feel like. I understand this is Modern Warfare. I feel like some of these guns are nonsense.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I just don't know enough about futuristic weapons. I'm not watching enough future
hybrid
weapon.
Sights pretty sweet.
Hybrid sights are pretty sweet.
Although I don't know how real that is.
Exactly. There's certain
they're
things.
They're sweet, though.
I'm just like, the one that I thought was all right was just like, there's a sniper rifle that has the holographic sight on the side.
Oh.
It has the
ACOG. That's some.
Where it's you can just turn it.
Yeah,
and that's like
that's totally real, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's in Syndicate.
Yeah,
so it's real.
No, I'm saying like.
Oh, you're saying you're confused because there wasn't enough dubstep playing when you were shooting that gun.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
That's the problem. That's the
you
problem.
Didn't have Skrillex screwing and chopping that shit as you were.
There's one for the SMG and there's one for the assault rifles too. There's all hybrid sights for all weapons.
And is there
the hybrid sights for the assault rifles? There's a red dot holographic sight in the front, and then behind it is a lens with a 4x scope. And then if you want to turn that off, you just flip the big lens part off
to
the
like
right.
Yeah, just push it off the side
and
it falls
then you,
over.
You just look through the front
fuck,
of it.
Fuck, dude, it took me forever to figure out how to turn that damn thing off, too. And I was, I don't.
Are
I
you getting really bad at stuff, Sean?
I'm getting
like,
bad
are you getting
fucking bad
some
at
deterioration?
It says down
at,
here.
I know.
I right hand
finally,
of the sign,
like, after like an
left
hour,
button.
I was just like, oh, right. That's how they do things in Call of Duty with a D pad. Fuck my life. I'm getting terrible at video games.
Then they have an SMG one, which is kind of stupid because it's got the zoom in sight on the bottom, and then right on top of it is the red dot sight.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're just like shifting the perspective,
he's just going,
lifting it up and down. That's hilarious.
God, that's great. It's really, that's okay, that's also stupid because I just imagine sighting both of those things in like that.
Yeah.
I feel like your accuracy would be just terrible with the sight on top
that's
of the
what
sight.
I always,
I'm just like, because that would be so far.
If you get it calibrated, it wouldn't matter. It's just, that's why I'm thinking the whole, like, flip over the ACOG, or the ACOG sight would be really messed up, because.
Oh, it would.
It would, you would have to have that thing, like, precisely bolted in to clip in the exact location that it did every time, or else it's like, what's the point of having a
sight?
Because
sights can be so fucking finicky as it is, like, swinging that thing back and forth, I think it'd jimmy its way out of.
Mm-hmm.
Sync every time.
Hey, they're good sites.
These are professionals.
I was watching Hunter play this morning,
and we
noted
Frost,
a major missed
Grinch,
opportunity
Grinch.
In this game, and that was he said he really wishes you could paint camo on your secondary weapons.
Yeah,
which I didn't even notice you couldn't. Like,
why wouldn't you be able to?
Yeah, exactly. I want my pistol to have like shark teeth on it or something like that.
Yeah. Like, those seem easier to paint than regular assault rifles.
Yeah, I don't care how dumb it looks. Like, just spray this crap over this gun.
Yep.
And then I was like, you know what would be awesome?
Which I was looking forward to.
Oh, yeah?
In Modern Warfare 2, that's all I played was third person. So
yeah, you mentioned Modern Warfare 3. I totally had forgot that Modern Warfare 2 had a third person until you mentioned this to me, and I was like, oh, wow.
And they have it in private match.
Really?
Oh, okay. Interesting. That's probably because there's some, like with Elite, there's probably some issues with, like, standardizing that option. Like, some people would say it's a tactical advantage to be playing in third person. Maybe. And if you're forming, like,
I'm not buying Elite. Like,
but for people who have Elite, there's no way to say, like, okay, you can't be playing in third person if you join this game. So the way of doing it is just stripping it out completely.
That's stupid.
Well, people have been playing.
I mean, just
that
to
way
make opens. The level, the playing field level.
That's stupid, though.
Okay.
Stupid.
All right. You know what else is stupid? Not being able to paint your riot shield.
That's yeah, stupid, you should totally dude. Be able
that's
to paint
what
that.
I was saying. To I don't Hunter. Know. This, I want my yeah. riot shield to look like a brick wall.
There you go.
Or I want it to have eyeballs and like a big gaping horrible
just a
mouth,
big old, like tonguey mouth on it.
Yeah, I want it to look like Super face. Meat Boy.
Or just a giant middle finger.
So yes, just a pot leaf coming at you.
Guarantee there'd be a lot of those. Man. Oh wow, look at this big leaf. That looks
big
fun.
Old, just have a big old erect penis on your right. This is
that
why they don't.
The line.
This is why they don't do it because you would just put preposterous shit on there.
That would
yeah.
be, I mean,
imagine putting on the call signs what you used to make in Modern Warfare. Black
yeah,
Ops.
Sure, and you yeah, stick Black that Ops. to your riot shield.
And why did they get rid of those anyway?
Probably there's too many like thonged women or God, Ninja Turtles.
Too many turtles.
Too many.
Leonardo.
When Hunter made that Yoshi, I was pretty damn impressed.
The Yoshi is pretty Yoshi awesome. Is pretty
I saw amazing. Sonic on there more often.
What?
Oh, really? Yeah. There's tons of
like half of his face. A lot of that.
So. Yeah, that's a missed opportunity, being able to paint riot shields and secondary weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we throw that on the list?
Three different kill streaks? I don't like that.
What do you mean? Like, oh, the three different setups? I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't just, like how the support one, you
don't use it.
No, but so many people
like it,
do,
don't
and
use
they
it.
Get the stealth bomber shouldn't be on there. That's not a support class. That is an assault class.
Don't go outside. Just go outside. Stay in buildings.
Some hide under some this of us don't have buildings.
Don't play those maps. There's
I
solutions.
Wish I could.
You just go play Nuketown. Fine.
Just
that's all.
You just overcome the odds, Ryan. Just overcome.
Yeah.
Or just go back to playing Gears.
You can drop in a through. Just drop in a juggernaut thing too, can't you, with support?
Yep.
That's kind of weird.
But there's two different juggernauts. The support juggernaut has a riot shield and a pistol.
Uh-huh.
The assault juggernaut has a light machine gun.
Okay.
I've got them both. The support one, you can't really get many kills with. The assault one, I went 35-0.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's that little remote flying helicopter?
Stupid as fuck. What the fuck is so that
wait,
for?
Explain to me. I'm sure I understand how this works, but explain to me how tagging opponents works.
You fly around a helicopter, and you see a guy, and you pull
instead
the right trigger.
Instead of shooting him.
Yep, you pull the right trigger, and he's tagged on the mini-map for everybody, and flashbang for about a second.
Oh, so he gets dazed?
For a second, yeah.
You're just like you're shining a little red laser in his eyes. And
that's
just goes,
dumb.
Ah, fuck.
Yep.
And then,
so tagging him on the map makes sense, but
well,
not
both.
It's not the flash bang. That doesn't
yeah,
make
doesn't
any
make
sense.
It's, no, you're tagging him, and that little red laser just hits, like, the
hits his eyes, man.
It's like the fucking Kinect just dazes
my
him.
My eye cancer.
God, eye cancer. Jesus. And then all of your friends come over and beat the shit out of you.
Huh.
It's helpful, I guess, if you have a group of a bunch of people.
You can shoot that little flying
helicopter out of the sky.
Well,
I like
the
idea
of
the support class because that would be what I would use if I could ever get up high enough in levels to access the ability to change that. Because they make you start off with the standard assault, which is like you just build your consecutive kills in order until you get kill streaks. But I want
to
start
in
support.
You can switch it to support.
Not when you first start.
Yeah, you can.
Not at levels 1 through
when do you
2.
Oh,
Griff
you
just
have
doesn't
to get to level 4 for
Griff,
that.
I know.
Doesn't want to actually kill people.
Well, I do, but it's just
Griff's
it doesn't
idea
happen.
Of playing Call of Duty is just trolling dudes.
No, I want to help, man. I want to like launch UAVs and stuff.
And there is a nuke in this game. It's just hidden.
Really?
Tactical nuke.
It's called the Mother of All Bombs or something.
Oh.
It's 25 kills with weapons without using kill streaks. And it doesn't end the game, but it kills everybody on the screen.
Oh, that doesn't sound very useful.
Just have to wait
it's
for
just something they put in the game for some reason. I don't know.
So if you kill 25 people with no kill streaks,
yep,
not using any. So
I,
if you're
I don't
a
know
juggernaut, do you
yeah,
does
no,
that count? Because
I did it 30. I went 35-0 with a juggernaut. Didn't get it.
Okay.
And I also went about 40-0 using kill streaks, but I'm pretty sure I got at least 25 of them with my guns. And I still didn't get it. Because I went in my best streak, it says is 25, but it still didn't give it to me.
Interesting.
So I think you have to do it without using kill streaks whatsoever.
Straight just up.
Bam, blam. Mm-hmm. Just shooting ass. Dudes 25 in a row.
Yeah. Writing checks and cutting necks.
Yep.
That's right.
Which I'll never do because I'm trading this fucking dumb game in.
Got it. So you're saying this isn't the best multiplayer game of this year?
No.
Okay,
Gears
good.
Of War.
Good. I don't have to deal with that.
Why?
Because last year, it was like hands down Black Ops, you remember?
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was all right. What else you been playing?
Gears of War.
Gears of War.
Batman, good? I guess.
Oh, yeah,
you talking about Batman at all? Well,
We talked about Batman.
It's good stuff.
So you got everything.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
I got everything.
Did you beat the Riddler? Riddler?
The Riddler.
The Riddler.
It's Riddler and Batman.
This is going to be our new Boss Barrel comic. Mm-hmm. Batman versus the Riddler. Oh, damn it.
I smell another domain.
Me too. Batman versus Riddler.com.
Oh, boy.
I got everything except for beating Catwoman's challenges on Super, on the very final challenges for Catwoman.
Oh, so you didn't like gold star that shit?
Well, technically I might have, because Catwoman's a downloadable character.
Right, so, yeah, right.
And but I also didn't get the achievement. Didn't get the achievement for having the game for 12 days and spending them with the calendar man.
Oh, you didn't reset the system clock?
Yeah, I really don't feel like doing that for 12 times and starting the game up and doing that.
Yeah,
just to cheat a 5-point achievement.
5 points? 5 points for fucking clocking?
It might be 10.
I was going to say, at least give me 10. 20, maybe.
No, it's bronze for PlayStation. So it's like, what's the point there?
Yeah.
The game was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Batman was fucking good.
Batman was good.
Batman.
That man.
You got anything else you play?
Nope.
Oh.
I guess that's it.
Nice.
I wanted to get Skyrim.
You should get that.
I'm going to.
You should get it.
Griff, tell
me. You should play co-op because I have it for Xbox.
You can play it for co-op?
Griff, tell me everything about Skyrim.
Okay. What do you want to know?
You can play co-op?
No.
Did you install it?
No.
Oh, that's right. You have a tiny little hard drive.
Yeah. Although I've looked at it, and I think it's only like a 4 gig install.
I thought it was 3. Oh, that's 3.8.
Okay, so excuse me, it is 3.8, so not off. 4 gigs.
Fucking
if I were to estimate right, it, I would retard. Say it would be 4.8. It's pretty good.
Yeah?
What do you want to know about
What'd
Skyrim?
You make?
What did I make?
Yeah, what's your dude look like?
How's
third person? Have you switched out? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Griff.
Yes.
Keep up with my questions.
I switched out.
Right,
third
you can
person
do third
great.
Person in that game?
It has
what?
Third person. No kill
streaks. That doesn't mess up with the stats for
no.
the people who use only first
no,
person?
No, only for if you get
this
Skyrim.
Is a single player game.
If you get Skyrim Online. Okay, so it's really good, actually. I don't even know where to start.
At the beginning.
So I did remake my character about 3 times.
Jesus.
Why is that?
Well, because first of all, I started off with
Let me take a stab at this. Griff is playing as a female.
No.
What?
I know.
What?
I'm blowing your mind right now.
My mind has been blown.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you playing as a female?
Well, I tried playing as a female at the beginning, and I was like,
ass is not cheeky enough for you.
No, that's not the issue. It's just like the world doesn't fit playing as a female for me.
Very
I don't know,
sexist
manly world.
It is. It's very like I was telling you, John. You okay?
Cockney.
So when I play the game, I don't like the world it's in because you're in the land of Skyrim and in like the Elder Scrolls lore. That's like the Northern Lands, which is a parody of like the Norse, like the Norse times.
Norse times.
So everybody has this like kind of fake Swedish accent, and they're always talking about like Viking, like fake. It's not like Isengard; they're talking about like Blåsengard or something. And
great.
It's just
great.
Everything.
It's like some slightly like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
fucking
not that though, because the last game was more Lord of the Rings. This is more of like just straight up Thor shit.
Okay,
and they're talking about like the companions, and
Viking.
Everybody has like fancy drawings on their armor and. And there's snow everywhere.
So this game does everything that Black or
so this is like
Modern
Beowulf
Warfare does.
It No, because Beowulf is way better again. Nope. This is like...
The game?
What?
Beowulf? The game? That was terrible.
I didn't play... I meant Beowulf, the epic story. Poem.
Oh, okay. Sure. That
there's no... Yeah. Well, I mean, it is closer to Beowulf the movie because people don't look like horrible mud babies anymore. They look like actually... Like, I made the female and the default chick is like... Actually not disgusting.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing. Even the dudes, like, you just look like death metal drummers. Like, when you roll your characters... You
look like Metalocalypse.
You look like... Clock. Exactly. You look... Everybody looks like a Metalocalypse character. Perfect. Which fits with, like, the Swedish kind of, like,
right.
Norse feel that, you know, all the people kind of have the weird Swedish
How are the
accent.
Dragons?
I've seen one.
You've seen one.
There's off in the sky.
Yeah, there was a dragon in the sky, and,
It's a good song.
Was there a horse riding it?
There was no horse riding the dragon. Oh, okay.
Horse riding dragon?
This is a little glitch that some person caught on video, like while playing Skyrim, where a horse like glitched on top of a dragon and was riding it.
So far, I haven't had any awesome. Knock on wood, any kind of glitches with it. Good. The only it's just been you know like your standard stuff where it's like, oh, I walked through this area and now I'm just a floating sword for like 2 seconds. That's fine. Oh, who cares?
Whatever.
I'm over that.
And the only reason
it's
I
magic,
asked you,
man. Who did, things you don't know?
It's
what's
Norse.
Happening in the universe? Exactly.
The, yeah. The only reason I asked you if you installed it because
there's a dragon over here. Bork, bork, bork. You know, it's just everybody has this retarded like Swedish chef accent, and it gets under my skin. But then when I'm thinking about the game, and I'm like, man, all these systems are great. This is like the best Fallout Elder Scrolls game ever made.
Oh wow.
It's wow. really good. The stat system is incredible. And that's why when you guys ask me, like, what did I make? You don't make a character.
Is it like Dark Souls where it's like...
Not quite as just straight up. Well, no.
Well, see, because like Dark Souls will ask you what kind of class do you want to be, but essentially like...
Your stats don't matter in Dark Souls.
Right.
It's just like, what can you equip?
Right, this it's game, just like you just... Just whatever you want.
This game, your stats do matter. So basically, the only way you choose your stats at the beginning, you've got like 18 different races or something like that. You've got 8 different races that you can choose, and each one will have like give or take 5 points in one stat. So it's like, oh, if you want to be the cat people, you get 5 extra points into sneaking, lockpicking, and bow and arrow.
Or oh, that's right. You have different races in this too.
If you want to be the Dark Elf, then you get extra points to single-handed weapons, magic, some kind of magic, and this sort of thing.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, you do. But it's just like Oblivion, you know? It's like you start out, and each class, each race has their special abilities and their things here and there. But in the end, it doesn't matter. Because if you roll the cat sneak person, you can just use magic until that magic is good enough to, you know... As good as if you were to start out with a magic dude. Like, it doesn't matter.
Because I just want to be human, because then humans are jacks of all trades.
It doesn't work like that.
Masters of none.
There's, like, 8 different humans.
What?
It's not fucking Final Fantasy, John. Get over
what?
It.
What? It's like you have, like, high human and low
no,
human.
No, you've got regional. Like, everything is, like, in the realm of Elder Scrolls. So each person, crazy. Each different, like, race of human
Do I have to read a book
person.
To understand this shit?
No, it's very simple. Like, everything... kind of makes you've got a class that's built for like your warrior or you've got a race that's built for warriors, you've got a race that's built for like all-rounder, you've got a race that's built for magic, and these are all just human races. And then if you want to be elf, you can roll elf.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Now you said I might not like this game.
I don't think you'll like it.
Can you elaborate
you just won't
on
like
that?
It. No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you'll like it, but you should
Fair.
Get it and play
no,
it.
You won't like it. Yeah, you won't like it.
All right. Well, when I'm done with Assassin's Creed,
there's so many games.
We can do a little swap.
There are. Hey, do you know that Marvel versus Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3 is out yesterday?
I'm aware of this.
What the
are
hell,
you, are
man?
You also aware that fucking Saints Row the Third is available now?
I am aware of that one, but...
I'm just going to try to
Chris
pretend
Ashton's
like that's
forte.
Not...
I know.
That's...
For my own good, I can't play that.
I don't want to play that either.
Skyrim is already...
I feel like that's what's going to happen. I will actually play a Saints Row game. And
sometimes
I
wish I was just in high school again.
Just beating people with penis bats.
Just want to go back where I have hours to do nothing.
Yeah,
and
I
can play.
Can I just quit my job?
And I can just not know about other games.
Yeah.
And then I can just not think about Saints Row or how I want to play more Dark Souls. Or
do you remember back before the internet was a big thing and I would just go to the store and buy games and I was, oh, that looks cool, and just go home and play it and be completely oblivious to the world?
Mm-hmm.
Now the internet has destroyed me.
Now there are so many games to be played.
Yes.
Why?
There's too many games.
This summertime, I was like, I want to play a game, but there's nothing out.
Yep. Hey, remember like 3 weeks ago when it was like, man.
Man, there are no games.
Can't wait for Batman or Uncharted to come out.
I was playing Gears of War then.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah,
we weren't.
I was done.
We were sitting here putzing around with nothing.
So, Skyrim, in short, is very good. And it's if you like Oblivion, if you like...
I like Fallout 3, Griff.
If you like Fallout 3, and you like it done a hell of a lot better...
What if you don't like Modern Warfare 3?
Then you might like this game.
There's like a VATS sort of system in there.
Kind of. There's not. It's not VATS in that you pause the game and then you like attack certain parts of the body. It's just like Oblivion, where you're just using your shield and sword, and you can hit dudes. You put your cursor on a guy and you swing your sword at him, and then based on how you're moving the stick or the mouse to before you pull your attack button, you'll do different varied like special attacks. But what you're thinking of is this like new reason to have third person mode in the game, because everybody wants to look at their sweet dude in their sweet armor with their sweet Metalocalypse hair.
Right.
So what happens is every random kill. The camera will pull back, and you'll do this really awesomely elaborate, like, smack him in the face with the shield, you know, kick him into the ground, and then bury your sword into his gullet. And, you know, it's just like this brutal melee kill, or...
Can you bypass that?
No.
The Dark Stranger comes out of nowhere and shoots a guy with
45. It is very much like the Mysterious Stranger, where everything just kind of slows down, pulls out, and you just wreck a guy. Or, like...
Follow that sword straight through his skull.
No, there is no switch to the sword,
Get the sword cam.
No sword cam yet. There is slowdown moments when you're in first person, though, and you'll my character right now, I use magic in one hand and single-handed sword in the other. So, like, this animation is built for, like, a shield smash to the face and then a throat slit, like if you're fighting a dude. But I just have magic, so I backhand a bitch with my fire hand and then slit his throat with a sword.
So do you like playing in third person?
No, I don't do it. What do you think? Crazy? I don't play third person.
That's
dude,
what I did.
Dude, I love playing.
Why?
This is what I did Fallout in.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's amazing.
That was
that's what they were there for.
It gives you a tactical advantage, and...
You don't need a tactical advantage in this game.
I like to look at my ass when I run.
There is no reason to do either of those things.
Dude, the only Fallout was like two pieces of cardboard going back and forth.
Yeah. My biggest problem with this game is the problem that I've had with every Elder Scrolls game. There's no toggle helmet.
Oh, yeah.
I need a toggle helmet.
Helmet toggle.
Because if I'm going to play in third person, I don't want to see that goddamn head.
That was the best thing about Dragon Age 2.
That's right. And
toggle
that's the other
helmet.
Thing. I get really confused with the lore of this world and Dragon Age 2.
They just start blending.
Well, they're talking about like all the old gods and like these dragon fire keepers and how like the dragons... Like, there's this urn of dragon health
of
or something, and I'm like, wait a second.
Do you think that old witch is going to be there?
They're talking about Jarls and stuff, and the Arl of...
Does Flemeth come up anywhere?
Barkchester. I don't know. There could be.
Is she one of the main bosses?
I feel lots like of Flemeth feuds. Is actually sort of a real, like, lore thing. I feel like that's not some shit that BioWare made up.
Could be. I don't know, man.
Flemeth. Sounds like something you get stuck in your throat.
That'd be phlegm.
Eth.
So that's kind of, it's something kind of like you get stuck in your throat. That's phlegmeth.
Phlegmeth.
But yeah, I don't know. You guys have any more questions about Skyrim? I could talk about it for a while, but... The skill system is great.
Okay.
Because whenever you do something...
The freaking astrology moving through the thing.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Menu system, great. Yeah. Like, I love that.
It's not like a... proper menu system, you hit the start button and then just
don't hit the start button. It's not the old one where you had to cycle through seven things before you had to
hit the east button and then
white or triangle
whatever the button that's located on the east point of the compass.
I see.
Then it pulls up this like compass rows and you press up, down, left or right to open up that certain menu.
Oh, that's cool.
The other really nifty thing is you got like a favorites menu. So you can quick select different, hypothetically, my character, I use a sword and magic. Now, sometimes I'll have to switch to a shield if I'm out of magic, or like if I want to pull my bow out to kill a deer or something. So you favorite your magic spells or your equipment in that menu. And then when you're playing the game, instead of pulling up that menu, go through a couple steps, you just press up on the D-pad and it pauses the game, and then you can quick select what you want as like a quick change of your arms.
Yeah. Sweet.
You can have two spells at the same time.
You gotta pull a bow out to kill a deer.
Can you?
Good luck catching up with them.
Can you merge spells like fire?
You can, but I don't know how to yet.
Okay.
I can shoot both at the same time.
But you can't like.
Unfortunately,
hands together. Sort of like
just crisscross your hands.
There is a missed opportunity for not being able to use the same spell in both hands because I want to just like.
Oh, fireball!
No, like I want to go like dark Sith shit and like just. Play the pianos and shoot lightning out of my fingertips, which I can only do with one hand.
Is it like piano lightning?
Yes, oh. It is. You have a ball of lightning in your hands, and it like arcs out of your fingertips, and it's like,
Yep, somebody watched a lot of Star Wars before they made this game.
This game, yeah, it's very... The magic makes me want to go back, and it makes playing a mage way better than any other like Oblivion game, or Fallout game, excuse me. Fallout game, yes. Elder Scrolls game.
Bethesda game.
Elder Scrolls.
ZeniMax.
Yep. So that game's really good. Haven't killed Dragon yet, though.
No Why Dragon not? Killing?
I've only played it for probably hours.
I sort of feel like
and
that's
I've
how
made
that
it to the
start.
Second town.
Nice.
5 hours of town?
Oh, so here's the other really awesome thing about it. That I'll say this and I'll be done. Your map. When you pull out to the map, or you pull out to when you're just running around the world and you have your like compass on the top and it shows like this may be a thing of interest around you. They have icons on them now.
Cool.
So instead of just being like a colored blip, it's like this is shaped like a town, or this is shaped like a cave, or this is shaped like a hut, or this is shaped like a magical stone. So you're like, oh man, I don't give a shit about going to this cave. I just need to go to a town so I can get uncursed. And you run there and you focus in on that point, so you don't have to pull your menu up and all that stuff.
Cool.
The other awesome thing is, once you go and clear a cave, it says cleared.
Nice.
So you don't
check that off the map.
Exactly. Yes. Now you just like slightly grayed out, and it's like you've already been here and did everything, so you're good. No need to do that stuff. Skyrim, though, it's good stuff. Very good.
Good stuff.
You should play it, right?
I probably will.
John, you should play it for a little bit.
You think if I traded in Batman and Modern Warfare, I could get Skyrim?
Get some Skyrim.
Probably.
I think I might.
All right.
Since one, I beat the other one. I'll probably never play it.
You should install it to your hard drive, too.
Don't do that
No,
yet.
Do it.
Don't do that yet.
Do it.
Don't
I don't
do
know. I've
yet.
Only got 180 gigabytes Have you... left.
If you don't know, then do it. If you don't know how good it looks, are you running HDMI off your Xbox?
No, he's...
Then install it.
Oh, right. Yeah, fair enough.
Why?
Because there's a bug out there that has like a caching issue. So if you're reading off the disk, it has higher res textures for everything. But if you install it to the hard drive, it doesn't pull those higher res textures off the disk and replaces them. So you're kind of looking at things that are just a little bit muddier. But if you don't know, then you'll never know. And I'm playing it with component cables, right? Composite.
Oh yeah,
I'm not running HDMI.
You're just component or composite.
Yeah, I'm not running HDMI on my Xbox, so it's like I could very well install it because it honestly looks great, but it looks a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I might go buy an HDMI cable though.
Does your Xbox support an HDMI cable?
Yeah, of course.
All Xboxes do.
Yeah. Xbox 360s do.
Nope.
No.
Inaccurate.
No, there's a plug in the back for it.
Yeah.
Not all of them, like original launch 360s, had a jack.
Really?
A proprietary jack for component and composite.
Yeah, my first one didn't.
Sony, all PlayStation 3s had HDMI.
So that big thing you stick in the back that has like your both cords coming out of it, it has a slot for HDMI on the top of it, right?
Under it.
Whatever.
But
depends on your perspective.
It depends on which generation of Xbox.
Down.
That's right. That's the way it stays cooler.
Well, when
the heat.
Well, I guess if you look at it from behind on the top, yeah. But no, if you got like original launch 360s, like
wait,
HD.
This doesn't scrape.
This came out in 2006. HDMI wasn't a thing until like after 2007. Like 360s, original launch 360s did not have an HDMI.
Because if you're going to play an HD DVD. You don't need HDMI.
No, you don't.
I'm saying that makes no fucking sense.
No, dude, I am straight up telling you, like, this is the thing. My first 360 had no HDMI slot.
Dude, I wonder what happened to HD DVDs.
What do you mean?
They all got thrown into that same crater that all the ET games are.
No, they got thrown into the same crater that all
the Bart Simpson
Betamax was. And what's the other
Super
one?
Super 8.
No, Super 8.
The movie that's coming back out?
No,
High 8?
High 8, that's
what, usable. There's nothing wrong with High 8.
High 8 is still good?
I don't know, if you're just pulling stuff for video onto a disc, I don't know, High 8's. I don't like it personally, but it's fine. Right. I prefer mini DV, but that was like 10 years ago when I knew about that stuff. Oh, what's the other stuff? That mini disc.
Oh, I was going to go
there. Or zip drive.
Mini disc, that's where it's at.
Bring it back, man. I'm all for mini disc.
LVDs.
I don't know what that is.
The laser disc. The giant fucking.
Oh, laser discs?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. The big ones in school?
Don't they have a.
You mean laser disc?
Yeah, laser discs. Laser discs, Griff.
Laser discs.
Just big CDs.
Yeah, giant CDs.
Have you ever seen one?
Have you ever seen them?
Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, fucking.
Like the size of a record.
Record, yeah. Yeah.
But it's shiny.
Both sides.
And they always have science videos on them?
Yep.
Or Rambo.
So if you want, contact Nova. Get your Carl Sagan videos on.
I think there's three movies that I've ever seen in like Laserdisc. Rambo 3.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
No, that is not one of mine.
You have one?
No, I don't. I'm just saying my mother used to own this when she thought it was a cool thing. Like all the decisions that my mother thinks is going to be hot.
Yeah. Did she get a CD changer for her car too?
No.
Six disc.
No. Got a 5-disc CD changer, but it's in the trunk.
Yeah, you got to load them all in the trunk.
Yeah,
and
you
just
do.
Never touched them again.
I was going to get a car that had that.
Oh, bad decisions.
It was an 87 Jaguar.
Back when updated.
Worst year for Jaguars. This is why I didn't get it.
Gone with the Wind, Rambo 3, and Flippin'.
Flipper?
No. Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Huh. That was around when Laserdisc were a thing. Was
also a science show, so that one doesn't really count.
Yeah, true.
Sort of a science
on
show.
On the other side.
Only two?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Laserdiscs aside.
John, you ready to start talking about your...
Yes.
You want to... I know you're itching.
It's so good.
I got a surprise for you.
It's what?
I've been playing it as well.
What?
Boom.
When?
Bomb dropped.
When?
Today.
Oh, today? Okay. What do you think so far?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, see? I told you you'd like it.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I should get that instead.
You probably
Assassin's
should,
Creed, you should probably get that game because it's fucking good.
It. Instead of also, Skyrim? Instead of Skyrim?
How do you want to
How much Assassin's
play?
Creed have you played in the past?
Played them
Dude,
all
he's
all
been
them?
The same, okay. same
I
thing
I
as
can
week.
Never remember how far down the rabbit hole you've gone.
Do you want to play a game for the rest of the year or do you just want to play a game for like the rest of the week?
Well, I probably should.
Assassin's Creed has multiplayer.
I'm pretty
Maybe
short
this
on my money, so
get Skyrim.
Yeah, just get Skyrim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Invest your money wisely,
because that would be a game you can play for probably the next 2 years.
Yep.
That's got some good.
Well,
shelf
considering,
life.
I mean, considering what that stupid side quest stuff does, I mean, it's not that interesting, but at least it sends you all over the place.
I don't know, man. You don't have time to deal with those side quests because they're more important quests to be handled.
What every time I get a
plus expansion packs.
A game that features a very large like RPG, my shit crashes and I can't play it and I have to restart it.
Oh yeah, you've got bad luck with that, don't you?
Yeah, every single time.
Why?
I don't know.
What are you doing to your Xbox that makes it hate you?
That's true. You do have really bad luck with
that. Peanut butter in the drive?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're putting sandwiches in your Xbox again, right?
Don't do that.
I'm not playing them upside down.
You got to get the sandwich adapter before you put the sandwiches in it.
Your Xbox laying down or
did
up?
You get?
Well, see, no, I play it so much that it cooks.
Every Xbox made before 2006 doesn't have a sandwich adapter. When did you get yours?
I have the slim.
Oh well,
that should come.
You can
standard.
Only put singles in it. You can only put open face sandwiches in that, not a full sandwich because it doesn't have the room.
I've been putting cold salami meats or cold deli
that's
meats.
See, you should get a PlayStation 3 because that's basically a George Foreman. You remember that Photoshop image? Fucking cuss.
Fucking great. Fucking great, because it does look like
cooking burgers on that shit.
Like a black Foreman.
Yours doesn't anymore.
Not anymore. Mine looks like a freaking...
Looks like a dusty piece of equipment.
It does look like a dusty piece of equipment.
I hate that new thing. It looks so sad.
It just looks tiny.
It does. It looks really like... I don't know, man. It looks cheap now.
What about the PlayStation 2 Slim?
I think that thing that was like the size of a phone.
Was the size of a Walkman.
Yeah.
Wait, PlayStation 2?
The slim PS2.
It was like, yeah, it was like two disc drives.
Yeah.
Just like, the size of one disc drive and then a dub.
Yeah. There's basically a area without
like
a screen.
Yeah, it looked like a disc drive and a deck of cards.
Well, it had to, yeah, enough room to put the disc in and then some ports.
Yep.
I didn't like that because of the stupid pop-up drive.
Yeah, that was weird. Especially because that goes back to the way of doing it with PlayStation 1 where you just cram a spring in there and you can have that drive open and just shoot lasers all over your room and get eye cancer.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
Yeah.
Oh. If that's what you want. If that's how you do it,
you put a mirror on top of the case and you spin the disc in your hand.
With a sandwich?
That's how you beat the ruby weapon in Final Fantasy VII.
Yep. You fucking make that console pop the disc just go out. Crazy.
Yeah.
God damn. Final Fantasy VII was on PlayStation 1.
Oh, you mean the PSX?
Or PSX or PS1.
PlayStation?
Yes, the PS1.
PSONE.
Okay, blah, man.
So Assassin's Creed.
Really good.
Yes.
Really good.
Did you get to the tower defense?
No.
God damn.
I am basically an hour in.
Oh, okay.
So I got to the tutorial.
The full pre-rendered cutscenes.
I would like. I did notice that this is the first.
Is Ezio really, really old now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he's fucking old.
He's still limber.
Dude's like
unnaturally.
Yeah, really unnaturally. But he still like makes
some
comments. Adam
giving him some special powers of.
Does he have
old age?
No, but I do have a feeling that this is how I justify it in my mind. You're playing this man's memories, so maybe he remembers things slightly different as to they actually were. So when he falls like three stories in a crouch position and you're like, and he just lands on the ground, he's like, ah, all good now. Like maybe it was more like 6 feet and he was like busted a hip or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, I just choose to not remember that part.
Yeah. But I don't, dude, it's, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. You haven't gotten to the Hookblade part yet, though?
No. No? Okay. I am still in the... You're
still in snowy area?
I'm still in Snowland, yeah.
Snowland.
Still in Skyrim.
It's good stuff. Yeah. They're reusing assets from the first Assassin's Creed, I noticed. In the beginning there. It's not completely the same. I mean, it's modified, but it's...
Well, it's the area you're in, was what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, and then the cutscenes of like what happened in the past, it's come straight from those games too. It's not like we're gonna change them and re-render them.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Altair.
No. What's it? Miles.
Mario.
Desmond.
Desmond Miles.
Yeah, Desmond Miles.
Dude looks weird. Every
he
game
does in this one,
he starts getting uglier.
Yeah, he does. I was like, when did he get a big nose?
Yeah,
being smaller.
Dude looks like he's just continually getting the crap beaten out of him and healing poorly from it.
Yeah,
it's the animus.
I don't know why they it seems to have changed.
Makes your nose bigger.
I seem to remember him.
Well, now he's got stubble because he's been in a coma for a while.
Yeah, and your hair continues to grow regardless.
Even in your mind.
Even your brain.
So the thing I did notice about this game, do you like Inception? You might like this game.
Yeah, because this is inside your brain, inside your brain.
Apparently, being inside your brain just has a bunch of like geometric figures and landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a standard thing across all media.
Brains.
If you're in, hey, do you like Ryan? Do you like The Matrix?
Yeah, tell me about The Matrix. How much
is that
do
that
like
thing
it?
With the zeros and the ones?
Yeah, and it's the blue and the
crazy
red pill. Yeah,
upside down kanji.
So this game, it's like playing The Matrix meets Inception. It's really good.
Yeah. Dude, it's good. I can't wait to get to the Altair parts.
Like, they take the really good, awesome portions of The Matrix where it's like, what is it like to be inside this computer world living? And then they also take the awesomeness of Inception, which is like, you're in a mindscape and it is within your control, but not. And then they take the greatness of Assassin's Creed that, you know, we all love. But John, you tell me it gets even better.
Oh, dude! So far, I'm kind of.
You said everything is well justified.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean,
how do bombs work?
Well, the thing that they do with the bombs is like, so Ezio is coming over to learn more about Altair and is trying to, you know, learn what he was doing in the past.
Mm-hmm. Why did that chick talk to me?
Exactly. so So the bombs are justified in the way that when you go over to the Middle East, like you meet up with the guy that is running the assassins over there, and he starts to teach you how they do things there, which is where the hook blade comes from. The hook blade is not this thing that Ezio designs. It's the thing that, you know, they use there. And he's like, okay, well, this is really cool. Teach me how you guys use this thing.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Yeah, teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to hook.
So this is, yeah, just to interrupt you for a second, this is the part that I kind of forgot about in the lore of the Assassin's Creed, is that Ezio did not found it.
No.
Neither did Altair.
No.
There's been a pre-existing ancient Assassin's thing that's been run in all these different areas. Mm-hmm. It's just now when you fast forward to present time, there's only like one world, or there's like one unified Assassin's group that all have these like splinter cells working across the across the world. So it makes sense that you would have different traditions of or like different equipment that different ways of doing things for assassins in different regions.
Ezio just
like if you had Ezio if you just had really, the lava world, you would have the assassins wearing red because then they wouldn't get hurt from the heat.
And I think the assassins, the Middle Eastern assassins, yo, their outfits are sweet.
Are they?
Yeah, they got sweet masks and shit.
Oh, man.
To hide from the sand.
And, yo, they use rifles.
What?
They use rifles.
And wait, bullets.
What do you mean?
They have, like, matchlock rifles that they use.
How do they connect to their arms?
No.
They're independent of the body?
They're, like, 4 feet long.
That's stupid. That's not an assassin.
Well, when you see how these guys operate, it's like, these are the assassins that hang out in the fucking, like, high-up towers and just fucking snipe people. But, anyway, they're, like, whatever. So bombs are introduced. They say that they got the technology for bomb making from the Chinese, because they've been developing it for a while, and they just decided to start using like crazy like shrapnel and different types of like, you know, materials in their bombs. And very first bomb you get is a cherry bomb.
Okay,
and it's just
has a bunch of cherries.
No, it's just it's.
Is there a toilet anywhere involved in this mission?
No, there's not. But I can only hope that at some point there's an achievement for throwing a cherry bomb in a toilet.
Hey, speaking of that. You need to fucking sink your trophies.
Oh, God damn it. I just... Why do I have to do that? Why is there no option to just... Like,
oh, you can.
Sync? Do I have
you
to
can.
Be a PSN?
You can be a PSN Plus
Fuck
member.
That nonsense.
And then don't worry about it.
Why do I have to pay money to make this a thing?
Because then it can update your games, too, when the system's
off,
which is really nice.
I don't... It staggers my mind that you constantly look at my trophies. Maybe this is why I don't update them, because I don't want you seeing what I have.
I don't know. I just want
to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Just want to see what's up.
See how far you are in a game.
But so, the cherry bomb is completely just designed for distraction. Like, kind of like the courtesans were in Brotherhood. You just pay.
You just throw a courtesan, she blows up.
Well, no, you pay money and go, hey, go distract these dudes.
Oh, okay.
Now it's more like you take a cherry bomb and chuck it against a wall, and dudes will be like, what was that noise?
Oh.
Like,
that's weird.
Fucking Metal Gear Solid style. What was that noise? And then they follow you around. Whose footsteps are these?
That's really weird that you have to throw it against a wall. And
you don't
like,
have to throw it.
That wall made up. You feel your noise.
You can throw it anywhere, really, and it'll distract dudes.
Can you throw it
at the dudes?
Yeah, I'm sure you could. I'm sure that would cause some disturbances.
So I also noticed that when you in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, you have your weapon wheel. In this,
you have two weapon wheels. Oh my God, it's weird.
That makes
Double
so much
wheel?
More sense.
Yes, it does. It does.
It's your weapon in each hand?
Yes. More or less. Yeah. Well,
it's kind of like your primary and secondary that you select,
you get
right?
a weapon for like your basic weapons that you would like your swords, your
hidden blades, short blades, and then and then your other secondary ones, which would be like your gun,
throwing knives,
magic hallucination darts.
Yeah. Hallucination darts, good stuff.
Your Uncharted dart.
Yeah. but so, also, yo, there's tower defense in Assassin's Creed.
What? Yeah, he's
buying
that.
It. Getting it.
Dude, like, you will love this bit more than me and Griff will. Like, because when they were like, okay, so there's a mission that comes up where it's...
Wait, is it good tower defense?
Define good.
Like, is
there's
it good?
Only one path.
Okay, so you like it.
There's only one path.
So you're saying it's bad? So, yeah, you might enjoy it.
Okay, so let me just explain how it works, because it's pretty simplistic so far. Like, when they teach you how to play tower defense, I was just like, just give me my options. I played tower defense before. I'm a pro at tower defense.
Like in the last game, they tried to inject a little RPG
like management thing.
Oh no, that's still there. So if you like that,
just
that's still there.
Game,
so wait, you're basically telling me that that Assassin's Creed 3 is going to be a Dota clone?
Yeah, this is what this is turning into. Ezio is an ancient.
You just play with all the different characters that run down these lanes.
Yep.
Fighting Templar.
Yep.
Scrub Templars.
The fucking tower defense that I did, it's just one fucking hallway straight, like one alleyway straight to like your assassin's base. And the point of defending the base was that, you know, you are Ezio standing up on this rooftop saying like, okay, I need an assassin like team leader over here. And then I need him to set up like three like crossbowmen here. And then we're going to set a barrier here down the alleyway to slow the dudes up. And you can upgrade the barrier to make it tougher, and then you can position dudes behind the barrier to shoot dudes.
So this is like a story mission thing that happens once, and then they're like,
and then
would you like to go do side
other
missions?
Places, yeah.
So this is like every Assassin's Creed game where you do your one thing, and it's like,
and this, hey, if you want to do this, if you want to do this later,
now you know how to pick pockets.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah,
go pick some pockets.
Yeah, essentially, what it will be like the Borgia towers before. Now it's you have your assassin towers where
these
people will like claim your assassins, like the towers from you, and you need to go reclaim them and light the thing. Or if they're under attack, you can go and defend them by doing
Borgia
tower
defense. Towers are gone.
It seriously is tower defense. You have giant tower and you are defending that tower.
And there's no the benefit to keeping it is like
area
faster mobility, you know, safety. But then if it's not there, it doesn't really. It's like not critical to the game.
It's it's some infamous.
So you could lose it and then do it again.
Potentially, I haven't gotten far enough down this road to see how.
I remember
really
that if you there's a way to secure them, like you put like a master assassin in there, and then they don't get taken again.
Every time you claim a tower, you can if you have an assassin who is level 10 or higher, you can station them there, and then they will take care of it for you.
Nice.
Which
Why is
cool.
This game sounds so good?
This game is really good. Also, it's just crazy things like the people that control those towers. When you set them in place there, every now and then they will have like little side missions for you to do. That you'll go up to them, and they will be like, "Hey, I need you to do this thing for me because we're having a hard time with whatever." And you go do it for them, just as a fun aside. Also, recruiting dudes makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
And is its own, like,
they're not just going and getting you fucking nonsense.
Before, where it was like, oh, this dude's, like, starting some shit. You go and save him from dying.
Put some people to fill this bar, and then once you fill that bar, they come back later with some cloth.
Yeah, well,
then you use that cloth to buy some crap.
That is still sort of a thing. Like, you're still, like, telling like it is almost cut and paste for that, where it's just like I
question
tell
these
is dudes to go do this thing.
Do I have an armory?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Can I go to an area and there are lines that are empty that need to be filled with weapons?
Yep.
Great.
Yep. That is still a thing that exists in this game. This is even sweet.
But I think
you have a bridge.
What?
You have a bridge inside of a building. I don't know how it works, but like the assassin's lair that you have, your central lair hub, has a fucking bridge in it.
Bridge.
It's a little fucking like rickety bridge.
Oh.
I liked it.
Huh.
Anyway, but so like recruiting people, you'll have these little missions all over the place, like before. But it's not like this dude's like fighting some guards, and if you stab them and then tell him to like say the oath or whatever, then he's just your guy. No, it's like the one that I did is like this guy has been wrong, like has been imprisoned for just like trying to steal food for his family. And you tell him, hey, if I set you free, like, you know, you have to join me kind of stuff. And then you have to go, like, steal the keys from a guard. And it's, like really, really truncated small mission. But at least it's still something to do other than just stab these dudes and then you got this guy.
Okay. Huh. I don't know about that.
But
I like short.
I mean, it's quicker, but at least this is more like...
They're not just like, I've heard about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I join your cause?
It's not so just contrived. It's a little bit more like, I did something for this person.
Okay.
Like, and now they are in my pocket.
Right. Do you get assassin strikes?
Oh, yeah.
Can you drop an assassin bomb?
I've got those, but I haven't used it yet. I'm pretty sure.
Like a bomb made of dudes?
Yeah, dude bomb.
Yeah.
A giant ball.
Dude bomb.
A dude bomb.
Giant ball.
I'm going to take a dude bomb in this toilet. Nowhere.
Yep. Trying to think of other
things. Hey, John, tell me about Memory Island.
Memory Island. Okay, so how do you...
Memory Island. That's in the X-rated version.
Have you done any of those yet?
Uh-uh.
No? Okay.
Because when you, instead of backing out to the hub world, you back out to Memory Island.
Is that what it's called?
I'm fairly sure. It's like...
I think you're just making this
no.
Dude, it's just the island from Lost.
No, it's memory. Universe. It's like something island. It's like brain Animus Island is what it is.
It's the it's Animus Island. It's fucking weird. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Just yes or no. Do you like?
Yes.
You do?
The character model that you meet in the beginning of that game, I think that one looks good.
Because it reminds me cracked out like shit.
It does. He looks like
I just
like
don't like
Biff.
That. He does look like
it's like Biff. It's like Gary Busey's oh my son God. Meets Biff Tannen.
I just want to know what his shirt is underneath that little, like fucking weird jacket.
Probably some crappy, stupid tribal shirt that just everybody like, seems like, to wear in that world.
In 2012,
it's the only shirt.
2012, everybody wears fucking tribal jackets of or tribal shirts with.
I'm gonna be like, huh? Remember when people used to get tribal tattoos? Ugh.
Desmond Miles still has that sweet, like, forearm tribal wristband tattoo thing.
Yeah, they're just gonna, like, infamous that shit, and he's gonna, like, keep pulling his shirt up, and there's just gonna be more mm-hmm. crap on there.
He's gonna
there.
Take that hoodie off and take that shirt off, and it's just gonna be tribal all
it's
over his
be,
body.
Whoops, he accidentally has a bunch of Assassin's Creed tattoos
like,
on.
I remember this being a thing in Assassin's Creed 1, but it seems like they really want to make you aware of it now, where it's like, yo, Desmond, just a shitty bartender.
What?
They really want you, for some reason, to acknowledge that Desmond Miles was just a bartender in some fucking dive bar.
Yeah.
They
was his thing.
They want to make you feel that Desmond isn't really good at anything other than pouring drinks.
But there was something before that games. Where it's like there's supposed to be some past that he had, and
no,
then that's what you're...
That's what those memory
getting
pillars
into
are.
In the Animus land.
I've done one of them, and I was like...
Yeah.
Why
so
the
imagine,
fuck are we getting into this now? Like,
I'm imagining
holy
there's
shit.
Be some crazy crap in there that sort of
always
like,
is.
Desmond grew up on a farm.
Oh my God.
But what not like Desmond grew up on a farm.
But it was an Oregon farm! But
this is all I'm going to tell you. Like, when you do those like prior memory things for Desmond,
yep.
All in first person too.
Oh yeah,
it's fucking weird. And there's Tetris involved in it. Sort of, but not
Tetris
really.
And Tower Defense?
Dude, you want some Tron-ass shit in your Assassin's Creed?
Nope.
Start doing those memory things.
Don't want Tron.
It's gonna be fucking weird.
Don't
wait, which Tron? Are you telling me there's Olivia Wilde in this game?
No, not Tron Legacy, like Tron proper.
Alright.
It's a little bit
that's
more
all
like...
Right.
Yeah. It's weird.
Because if they're, you know, Kristen Bell.
No.
Pretty good in the last games.
She's not around anymore, though.
But now, if you replace her with Olivia Wilde, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Upgrades. Yeah, that game is weird, dude. But it's good. Good weird.
Yeah.
I like it.
Weird.
Weird.
Only there's a word for bad and wrong.
Badong.
Badong.
Killing people is badong. But in Assassin's Creed, it's fucking awesome.
That's right.
If only there was a word for fucking and awesome. Awesome.
Blatman.
Blatman.
You got anything else, John?
I don't know.
Assassin's Creed? Assassin's Creed? How's that special edition treating you?
It's fine. I haven't set up my flying machine yet.
Is that all you get with it?
You get a flying machine?
No, there's like a sweet sword and stuff that you get.
Is it a real sword or
yeah,
like a plastic sword?
No, real sword.
You get a real life sword?
Yeah, so I started to upload these things here.
Is it like sent
Wait,
to you in the
a
mail?
A sword for the game?
Single player bonus mission. And unlockable sword.
So not a real sword.
So wait, you play
no, it's
in
a real
your...
sword. Like oh, like you mean
like
IRL
the definition
sword.
Of real,
like a giant
existing in reality.
Oh, it exists in the
not
reality
in
that
memories.
Is Assassin's Creed.
So not real.
No, I also get ammo capacity upgrades and Ottoman Jester multiplayer character.
Great man, that's worth it.
Worth
Ottoman
every...
Jester. Let me see that.
Yeah.
You play any multiplayer yet?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little.
Did you
too
type in
up.
Your Ubisoft code?
No, I did not. Fuck that.
So I tried. I started it up, and it was like, "Hey, We noticed that this is not linked with a Ubisoft code. Is that okay that you we just don't do that right now? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, don't.
And then it prompts you again immediately after that. And it's like, would you like to purchase a Ubisoft code, redeem a code, link a code, or just opt out right now? So I'm excited to see what happens if I start it again. Is it going to freaking blindman me?
Oh, yeah.
And just keep reminding me that I don't have a goddamn online pass for it?
Well, we'll find out later today. Also, other thing that I get that I have to go online for, and I hate going online for downloadable content, but... I can download the Assassin's Creed Revelations in-game soundtrack.
Cool.
And whoa. I also get the Assassin's Creed Embers for animated free? Short, which right. is about Grandpa Ezio.
For free?
Yeah, both free.
Already got it.
I got it.
How much did that cost you?
About $100.
And you just got that little case?
That little
some,
thing, and then I got
some imaginary weapons.
Flying machine.
And a toy. And a flying toy. Machine.
Where's the flying machine?
It's over there. It's some assembly required.
It says
so.
It has a $40 value.
Yep.
I would say that's incorrect.
Probably.
Actually fly?
Only one way to find out.
Only one way to find out. Just go up to the top of my
cliff.
Building. And
you got stairs
it
right
flies,
here.
It flies once. That's
one-time fly.
One-time flies fly. Down really good.
Yep. It drops really well. Falling with style.
They were going to say the falling machine, but...
The falling machine.
That was a different really invention. This was the first invention, actually.
Do they, like, also... I had never used a parachute in Assassin's Creed.
What?
Up until this game. To never use the fucking parachute.
It's because you weren't trying to get trophies.
No, you weren't.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
It was not. In the last one.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I don't remember ever using it in the last one. I remember using the flying machine, and I never fucking kicked a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Which just pissed me off.
Oh, the parachutes, yeah, that was in the last game.
I know it was in the last game, but did they make you use it?
I don't think
they
so.
They weren't parachutes. They were big linens.
No, well, it was parachutes. It's the same thing.
It's like old Aladdin NES fucking, like, use this cloth as
yeah.
a parachute.
Cheat on carpet with a different yep. carpet that you used to fly.
Yep.
Isn't that weird?
Gliding carpet.
What is up with that?
There's
completely
there's flying
non-magical,
carpet and gliding carpet.
Yeah, floating carpet and flying carpet.
Nope. It's not really a carpet so much as it is just a towel.
Same difference. Aladdin, man, he's ahead of his time. Yeah. Know? Always carry a towel.
Always carry a towel. Yep.
It's the most useful.
A genie.
No, towel. That's all you need.
Yeah.
What else you got, John? Play anything else?
No.
You just finished Uncharted, to finish Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3, the ending picked up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I didn't take
yeah,
any.
I agree.
It started out really slow. It was like...
They tied everything together nicely at the end, where you're like, huh.
Yep.
Kind of what I expected.
Yeah.
That's good. This man's Russian. I wonder what's going to happen there.
Oh. Yep.
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 No Russian.
Dude.
Yes, Russian.
I do not remember Soap being Scottish. I just don't. And every time
they're
I hear...
SAS.
But Price isn't Scottish.
English.
Yeah, he's English, isn't
English.
He?
And Yuri's...
But his
Russian.
Last name is McTavish. So.
Irish?
Same thing.
He sounds
like
Scottish as shit.
How, like, Soap now took the leader role.
Oh, really?
Yeah, also, I just
really?
Think it's.
I don't get that feel.
I don't know. I feel like.
No.
I feel like.
Soap was leading you now instead of you.
That happens
being
in
Soap.
Two.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember Roach?
Yeah, that's who you were. Roach, which sounds sort of like Soap.
Yep. We need another one syllable simple name to name this dude so we
Truck.
Can. Yeah.
What is that?
Truck.
Whatever.
Frost.
Man.
Grinch.
Grinch. Yeah.
People love.
The only two syllable word is Yuri, and that's barely.
Sandman.
But yep. do you play a
base
Sandman?
Plate.
No.
Base.
Or my
Boiler
favorite
plate.
Taco.
Taco.
There's Taco.
There are some
Taco.
NPCs named Taco that float around that game.
Oh man. You know the thing.
Or
like,
robot.
Started yeah. Do you guys ever like hold your cursor in front of fucking civilians that were running by? All the civilians have names.
Yep.
Oh, really?
All of them.
How do you know them? I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, just civilians would be running by, and they would just start popping up names. Like, Mark Smith. I was like, why are we naming these people?
Or in Europe, all the Russian names?
Yeah.
Or
Russia. Russia, oh, you get all the, yeah. It's,
same difference.
Yeah, Russia's in Europe.
Yep. One and the same.
Same place. But it's just like, why would you go through the effort? Stop doing that.
You
have to know that they're friendly.
I'm sure there is some
because they have because they're not
crafted
named like
generator that you know the same thing that's making that's you know, they purchased the Lost Planet 2 random name generator and then just refined it so it makes real stuff and not
real
bullshit.
Names and not just freaking
Sephiroth like, XXX 72
420.
Yeah, this one is.
That'd be funny if there was one person in there that had something one. Like that name, like some random name that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good.
You know, it'd be funny if you found a Soap McTavish or like, what's your dude's Yuri?
Or Palas.
No. Also. Oh, just Bizarro Soap McTavish? Nope, McTavish. It's just the McTavish. It's the mirror world. That's, he doesn't have any sleeves and he's got a goatee.
Yep. And he has an inverted mohawk.
He's
all the hair on the sides.
Oh, his mohawk doesn't go into his skull. Yeah,
he thinks he's a pirate, too.
Shaved in the middle.
The world's greatest fencer.
Did you guys kill those hyenas?
Yeah, fuck are those hyenas.
What?
Shoot those hyenas in the face.
What?
Those jackal.
Jackals?
No,
jackal? Jackal?
It's a jackal.
Which jackal?
The hyenas when you're in fucking...
Africa.
Yeah, where the fuck are they?
Africa.
Yeah, no, they're in Africa, but fucking like country in Africa.
What hyenas? Sudan.
There are fucking hyenas in that game. How did you? They're dogs that have no tail and are spotted.
They have a mask. They were wearing masks.
No, yeah,
pretty sure they were.
No, they're just black faces.
Like a gas mask?
No, just they're stop like it. They're just fucking hyenas. How did you not see these?
I don't remember.
They're behind fences.
There's a fucking cutscene where a fucking hyena jumps you and is chewing on your arm and shooting in the head.
Oh, the dog.
They're like dogs, but not
whatever, man.
They're hyenas.
Yeah. No, I didn't kill that one.
Just let it eat you.
Yep.
I think I don't even think it gives you the option. I think it just like Yuri just shoots it in the head.
No, yeah, you do. You don't. You have nothing to say about that.
He just does it.
There's no let dog go button.
Yeah.
Just let dog chew on your arm. Just keep walking around with it on you.
That was the moment where I was like, people are going to like this guy because he got ate by a dog. And he was like, ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing.
If Yuri's, people
Yuri's
like.
The next soap.
No, it's like, what's his name? Stupid piece of crap. It's like the ghost. Next ghost, which everybody loves for no good reason.
Because he has a fucking skull mask.
He's got a skull mask on.
Yeah, sweet. Ghost is so awesome.
Ghost is my favorite character.
He wears a bandana,
Ghost.
Has a
He's
skull.
My favorite character.
Yep.
Ghost.
His name is Ghost and he had a skull mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't know who he was.
Mm-mm.
Never said
a word. He didn't die.
He didn't die.
You never
He's a ghost.
He retired.
Yeah.
You never actually see
it.
Stared directly into the light.
That game
Swamp Gas.
Also, I don't really care for how often that game like makes me you'll sit in this thing and shoot it, dude.
Oh, you're getting tired of turret sequences?
Yeah, I'm getting really tired of that.
Mm.
Really Weird. Tired of like run about 100 yards.
What if this turret could
shoot
move?
Some dudes? What's that?
What if we change things up by making this turret move?
Oh, you mean like the other part of the game?
What if you control the bullets of the turret?
There you go. Perfect.
The AC-130 stuff was pretty sweet.
I've done that before.
Yeah, we did that in
Not
the first
like this,
game.
Though. That was kind of cool.
It's pretty much the same. And in fact, I think Black Ops did that portion better. Where you tag targets and command the team, and then you jump down into them to fight, and then you jump back up.
Oh god, that was disturbing.
That was way more enjoyable than the...
I thought you said you didn't like that.
But in comparison to this, much better. Because at least that was unique.
No, you were jumping down that whole level. You were jumping back down.
Yeah, but
down.
You didn't do anything down there. It was just you run forward.
You had to fight off and get to the next area.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You can't.
You let your team do that.
You would have to hit the controller on the up button. You'd have to...
You throw smoke. That's it. Shoot some tanks.
Blow some shit up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It feels like a lot of checkboxes are being checked
off
for no good reason. It's like, have we had them fly around in a plane yet and blow shit up?
People like the word AC-130. Yeah. We got to make sure that's in there.
Show one of those in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let you know, if you've ever been in an AC-130, you don't. Like, it's not that much fun being in an AC-130.
Have you been
it's
in an AC-130?
Cold as shit.
Is that classified information, John?
No, it's not.
Have you been in an AC-130? Like, flying?
Yes. It's fucking freezing.
Oh, man.
They don't have heat in AC-130s.
No, they do. Okay, so here's
Only
the thing.
Only AC.
Okay, here's the thing.
Only air conditioning.
The way that it works is there is a giant... There is a heating vent, a heating duct that goes over the top of your AC-130. So everything from your waist up is fucking it's just sweaty, hot mess.
Ooh.
Everything below that is going to be the temperature it is outside.
Ooh.
So freezing cold. So everything from your waist down, probably, like, my fucking milk got frozen while I was flying in this thing.
What?
Your milk?
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Are you pregnant?
No. Like, they gave us all fucking, they gave us MREs and milk to take with us.
Maybe you were part of an experiment.
No. There's like, a bunch of, I was flying down for deployment to go to Nellis Air Force Base. And
were there seats, or were you just, like, in a big open area?
What's that?
So you would
think it is areas. Exactly what you think.
That since heat rises, you would put the heating element on the bottom.
Yeah, you would think this, but that's where you got to store your cargo. Like, so seating is along the outsides. You're all staring at each other, and in the middle is giant fucking bins where all of your stuff is.
Where your black and white TVs go.
It's where my duffel bags were. It's where my fucking, like, rucksack was.
Sounds really unappealing. You gotta sell this a little bit more.
Dude, there's nothing to sell about being in the military. Like,
when you put the earphones,
people get excited about shooting dudes your headphones, and doing stuff.
It's like, it people just saying, it's good kill, clean kill. He's gonna not feel that
like, multiple KIA.
Yeah, dude.
Good work, multiple kill.
The chatter that goes on in Call of Duty is really accurate, but not, like, it's more exciting.
What is an AO?
AO? Area of Operation.
Because they don't explain that, and they don't say Oscar Mike anymore.
No.
They always say AO.
Yeah, Area of Operation.
Didn't know that.
Fucking the, like, this was answered in another podcast, but, like when you talk about, like, team leader actual, mm-hmm. as opposed to, like numbered person, like, is, like, metal actual,
uh-huh.
is, like, the actual, like,
Sandman.
The guy that actually leads the team metal or whatever.
Okay.
Like,
so instead, like, of Metal 1,
what about Metal 0?
Yeah, Metal 1.
What about Metal Gear?
01, Metal Gear is completely...
Who is that?
What about Metal of War?
What?
But so, like, military jargon is not as exciting when you're in the military.
What does it take to defeat a Metal Actual?
A bullet.
Another Metal Actual?
A lot of heat.
Milk.
Torch. But so, if you were to leave your food sitting on the floor in a C-130, it will just get cold and freeze.
Okay. There's your problem.
There's your problem right there.
So if you had ice cream,
but
you'd be good.
So the thing is, when you're on a C-130 and they let you stand up, because otherwise you're just going to freeze your ass off. My ass was already being frozen off, but at least the top part of me was
hot. Did you hug the person next to you for body heat?
No. None of us did that. We all just sort of stood up.
You guys take turns, like, one person is upside down.
Also, you have the option of going...
my balls?
You have the option of using the bathroom in there, but I was afraid
to use it. That was not part of the game.
I was afraid to use it because I didn't want to... You don't just go into a door. You go down into a hole somewhere, and I was like, I will just hold it. We're only going to be up here for another hour or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Don't use the plane hole.
My experience on those planes, not fun. Also, really loud. Don't try talking to anybody.
That's why you have headphones, right?
Well, okay, so, like, in a commercial plane, everything's, like, padded for sound, and, you know, you can always hear the engines when you're in a commercial plane, but it's not really that loud. In a C-130, it's just fucking loud. Like, you...
What does AC-130 stand for?
Aircraft.
That's one word.
I'm sure it has
30 millimeter.
I'm sure it being an AC-130 means that it is probably weaponized, as opposed to the C-130 I was on that was just for transportation.
Oh.
They're the same plane, just one is...
Carrier.
Yeah.
Assault carrier.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know.
Awesome carrier.
Awesome carrier. I don't know all of the... Just like when I was...
Actual carrier.
Just like when I was in the aviation unit in Boone. All of our Blackhawks, like, every time I told people that I flew around in Blackhawks, they were like, oh, it's really cool. I'm like, no, ours are just medical Blackhawks. They don't really do anything other than pick up bodies, like, all they were supposed to do.
Mm.
So nothing fancy about them. No guns
still,
attached to them.
Jump
no,
off them with ropes.
Yeah, you can do that.
Down the pipe.
You can do that. I got to witness people doing rappelling. I never actually got to rappel out of a helicopter because you have to take a course for that.
Ugh.
I've done rappelling, though. I'm not really sure how different it would be rappelling out of a helicopter as opposed to just off a giant wall.
Hmm. Probably louder.
Yeah. Also, in a helicopter, this is another thing about movies that I always, like, yo, helicopters are loud as shit.
What?
Yeah, exactly. you can't talk. Like, I could yell at you in a helicopter. You wouldn't hear it.
That's why you have headphones.
Yeah, exactly. This is why you have headphones.
That's why you lip read.
Yep.
That's why you just smoke your cigar.
Yep, you just smoke your cigar and shut the fuck up.
I wondered... Oh, no spoiler.
Maybe later.
Later.
Yep. Wishing there was a button to do that.
Yep.
Pull trigger.
Yep.
To light.
Oh man, I'm not done with it. Let me have my moment. I don't know.
About what?
Call of Duty, I assume that's what you're spoiling.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. I mean, I thought you wanted to talk more about being in airplanes.
Oh no, I'm done. Okay. That's it.
Stop it.
Oh man.
I
don't know. That's it for video games for me.
Okay.
That's it for military time too.
You know what I played?
Rayman.
I played Rayman Origins, which is really good. I played the demo for that. I didn't play the actual game.
What else did you play, Griff?
I played Shadows of the Damned.
Oh, that's right. How's your boner?
Taste it and find out.
I think that's like the most offensive thing you've ever said to me, Griff.
Shadows of the Damned. It's really good.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many goat heads have you shot?
Not enough.
How's One-Eyed Willie?
William. Fucking hilarious.
William Proper.
That game is weird, but it's good. I mean, I'm playing it on easy, so I'm moving through it pretty fast. And I feel like if I wasn't, you could be playing that game for a while because the combat can be definitely challenging.
Is it like a Resident Evil style, like third person?
It is like Resident Evil 4, but you can move while you're aiming.
It's more like Dead Space.
It's more like It's more like Dead Space, definitely. The weapon changing on the fly is really cool.
That's right, because the boner is a boner staff that turns into weapons.
Johnson turns into a boner.
Okay, that's right. I'm sorry, I'm getting this all confused. Mm-hmm. Johnson turns into
which is another name for a boner.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, yep. He also changes into things that are totally unrelated. It's more like his name is Johnson, and he turns into skeletal-related things. Such as a boner.
Why wouldn't this game just be called...
Or a teeth grinder. Orthodontist. Skullcutioner.
Good stuff.
Skullfest 9000.
Good stuff.
Big boner.
God. These are all actual things?
These are all actual weapons in the game.
Very nice.
The dentist.
The dentist. Dopey's not amused.
It's good, man. Like, it's... There are some... There is a part in the game... So first of all, this is what I gotta say before I forget about it. The game is rated M. There are boobs in there.
Yeah,
like BMX triple X boobs.
Oh wow!
Like there is a scene where you're running through an area where you're slowly dying, and there is your girlfriend who's topless and dancing, and she's gigantic. And there is a point where you run over her boobs to get to the next area.
Perfect.
So it's like maybe the ratings board. Didn't quite get that far because it's weird. It's like
maybe they just heard that. It was
gonna
be
this
really
feels
bad
weird.
Game.
Hey, dude, like, explain to me how much better the sexual humor is in this game as opposed to, say, oh, I don't know, Duke Nukem.
I don't. The sexual humor is not really that apparent, honestly. Like it's not really that. I don't know. So Duke Nukem is just like, if you want to compare it to that, Duke Nukem is like, there's girls who are doing stuff. You know, I'm going to go look at this stripper. Like this game is like, the humor is more like,
okay.
How to say it, how to give you some
context. Shadows of the Damned. Stone-faced about it though, like when in its delivery, where it's just like, oh yeah, this is just how this is. Like we don't sit there and see booth and like make fun of it as it's going on, or is it just like, no, this is totally normal.
It's like, so for example, there's like it's just like, I don't know, it's not even that big of a deal. Like the boob, there aren't boob jokes. Like,
okay, if that's, but they're just boobs present.
Occasionally, okay. Like it's like your girlfriend is in hell and she's wearing lingerie that some risque lingerie, I guess that goes hand in hand, and Garcia Hotspur is like, I remember picking that out with her. Okay. And then Johnson is like, I can't believe that you would be in a Victoria's Secret. And you're like, uh-huh. Really? Yeah, and it's like, there's your joke about that. Okay. Like, ha. Huh.
Right, okay.
That's but a so store in real life.
Okay, but so, yeah, okay. So it's not like...
Now, I will tell you that I would say the first 2 hours of that game, it's okay. Like, the combat's good. Everything kind of just works. There's dick jokes and weird stuff, and they talk about raspberries, and Johnson's, like, kind of funny.
Raspberry and Johnson.
But then things just go really weird, like, later in the game. Like, you start playing the loading screen.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
It's not a loading screen, though. It's, like, in the beginning, it's a loading screen, but then it changes from a loading screen to an actual level. There's some Ghostbuster references. There's a level that is Ghostbusters, but not.
Where do those stairs?
It's a reference. It's not a Ghostbuster. It's not like Don't Slimer? Cross the Streams.
Is
it's
it
like
good, though?
There is a thing that happens here
Slimer?
That is. Yeah, it's good. No, very close. It's a library.
I think I have an idea.
There's a library.
I think I have an idea of what this is, but.
Yeah, you might. I don't know.
Maybe. I've watched a lot of Ghostbusters in my day.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's a scene where you're in a library and it relates to Ghostbusters, so put that together.
A bunch of things start coming out.
Perhaps that is something more explicit. Yeah, and it gets weirder. And you know how I was telling you, John, that Johnson is like kind of flat and I don't really get it? And like people are talking about how funny that character is. Mm-hmm. It gets way better.
You get it now?
Because the game has to bleep itself.
What?
Yeah, it's really good. The game
to bleep itself.
It gets too raunchy to have the words said that are actually being said, and you're like a goofy sidekick character is the one who's talking about this, and Garcia's like, "Oh man, that's fucked up."
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to play this game.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good, and the one of the other really great parts is before you fight a boss, you come across like a storybook that has like the story of how this boss became the boss.
Yeah,
like all messed up and evil, and usually Johnson reads them.
I hear their character design is pretty good too.
They are. It's really good. Like
the
things you fight. Yeah, it's really messed up. Like really messed up. Lots of eating your own heart. But anyway, Johnson will read these, and he reads this. It's very funny. Like reading them, and he puts voices on stuff, and he'll have little like asides. Like,
is it animated and like childhood like picture board?
Yes,
like,
there's it's just a picture, and
right.
then he's just reading the words on the page, and then adding his own little commentary here and there. And it's really funny, just the little nuances they do, where he'll start talking about something else really briefly, and Garcia's like, "Come on, keep reading." And then one time you get to it, and Garcia tries to read the book. But Garcia is fairly illiterate. He is on like a
it's K like a
through
grade,
9 level
like,
of reading.
Right.
So like you'll be level. He'll be sitting there like sounding out words. It's like mercenary. What? Oh, okay. And it just keeps going.
It's
good, man. It's good. I'll have more to say on this when we talk about our Japanese game.
Oh yeah, that's right. Shit. Yeah. I gotta play this guy for real like quick.
Today. Games. Glad I bought that game.
Oh, you bought it? Good.
Yep.
Did you buy for the
PS3.
PlayStation? Gotcha.
Yep. Got it for PS3 because I
I'll
want it to look
it's
good.
$20 again, and then I'll get
it's $40 right now.
It's 40.
It's not
halfway
too bad.
Home.
Not too bad to pay for that.
Oh hey, this
but
is a real quick.
Way more games to play.
Yeah.
Not really.
This is one last real quick aside about Assassin's Creed. This
okay.
is a totally aesthetic thing, and I just want to know your opinion on this, Griff. That game is throwing a lot of, like, and I get it because it makes sense, but there's just a ton of, like, weird digitizing of everything going on in that game. Like
the fake hiccups in the
game?
Yeah,
the fake hiccups. Like,
where you see the code every once in a
while?
Yeah,
yeah.
What about it?
I don't know. You like that? Or do you think... Like,
I don't know. I just want to say it.
Like, the game... Also, I don't know how much of your surround sound you're turning up on this. This game's audio, like, for every direction that you're playing that game, is really good.
Sure. Sounds good, man. I gotta adjust my surround sound.
You do.
I don't really have much in the back. Like, it's really
crank it up.
Quiet. For the rear speakers.
It's quiet.
The side
it's
rear.
Quiet in the rear.
It's quiet in the rear.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. We got to keep going, and that's everything we played. So let's talk about news.
Okay. I only had three things.
Okay.
And I already talked about we already talked about the one with the patch needing for
Skyrim. Okay.
So
what else do you have?
The only other thing I had that was of major importance, and it's not even really major importance, is that PETA has an issue with Mario wearing a Tanuki suit.
What?
Did you read about this?
Uh-uh.
PETA is pissed. It's also like PETA is also like 20 years late to the game on this.
Yeah.
Because fucking Mario has been wearing Tanuki suits since.
Don't they know that Tanuki is not a real thing?
No, Tanuki's are real things. They're fucking Japanese raccoon dogs.
I thought that was imaginary.
No, they're real.
They have giant balls.
What?
That's what Tanukis have, right?
I don't know, maybe.
They float, and they're magical, and they have giant testicles.
No, I think they're real creatures.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were imaginary. I thought it was one of those weird Japanese things where you're like...
No, I think they're, like, real animals, but maybe, like, they're also... They... whatever.
Like, the ones with giant balls just exist in an imaginary Japanese world?
Dude, just... Okay, just go with me on this.
That's just,
okay.
That's really funny that they're really pissed.
They are pissed about it. They just after the Mario 3D Land. What is that? Is that the proper name of it? Mario Land 3D?
No, it's Mario Super Mario 3D Land.
3D Land?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it'd be Mario Land 3D would be a different game.
Okay.
That would be Mario Land in 3D.
Okay.
This is Super Mario 3D Land.
But so shortly after that's released, PETA like, went on this tear about how, having Mario dressed up in a Tanuki suit, makes kids think that it's okay to like
dress up in animal suits,
dress up in animal fur when these poor animals were probably. Strangled is used several times in this, and beaten is used several times in this little statement that they put out. And so I have yet to play this Flash game, but PETA has designed a Flash game where you play as a skinned Tanuki and you chase down Mario to get your fur back.
Weird. How do they do that without it being illegal?
I don't fucking know. How do you not like get copyright infringement? Like in place
Does
on
it
this.
Start by saying it's on like Donkey Kong?
Dude, I can only hope. I can only hope Nintendo.
They just go in as far possible as they can.
No idea.
Yeah.
I don't understand this at all. It's really weird. They're gonna be pissed off about this when it's just like
Reggie's gonna kick some ass, man.
This is my body is ready to fuck you up. it's been a thing for so fucking long. Like the damage has been done. Just fucking nobody listens to PETA anyway though.
I don't think so.
Whatever. Deal. This is ridiculous. Yeah, so I thought that was just
that's fun. Pretty
just
messed up.
Funny that they gave a shit about this.
Okay.
I don't think PETA would be too appreciated this either.
Shaking Toby.
You're skinning Toby right now. What else is happening, John?
Like I said,
that's it. Valve got hacked.
Oh, that's right. That was the other thing I had. Valve got hacked. Steam got hacked, particularly.
No, Steam forums got hacked.
Oh, okay.
So not actually your Steam accounts, but the password for Valve's game or the forms for Valve's games that got hacked. So that's not the same password as your Steam login, but it can be. So may want to go reset that if you have a Steam account that's linked to your Valve or if you frequent the forums for Valve.
I don't think I've ever been to a Valve forum.
I don't think I have either.
I'm not a big forum peruser.
That's probably why they so easily got hacked.
Stick to NeoGAF.
Stick to 4chan.
Yes, 4chan only. 4chan or death.
That's where
non for life.
4chan. That's where you get the best news.
That's true. Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
We are Legion.
Yep.
Oh, man, what, PlayStation is launching a credit card?
Yeah, I saw that. I kind of wanted to sign up.
I wanted to write a news article, but I can't find an image of the card.
Oh, you can't?
No.
It's on PlayStation Blog.
You can't get an image of that card. It's like, if you try and download it, you get a Photoshop layer. It's weird.
Oh, well, I have Photoshop.
I don't.
I can compress it.
I mean, I do, but I have no idea how to remove that weird cross-hatching background.
No, yeah, I can go in.
Photoshop blows my mind.
I'll Anyway. I will compress it down for so you. We'll have a news article up this weekend.
You get the card, and basically the reason for getting it is for every...
points.
When you first take out the card, you get a $50 PlayStation Network point voucher, money voucher. So just by starting the card up, you get $50 for PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
Then there's rewards you for like...
Sony will approve me
you
for
spend $1,000 for 1,000 points, you just... You just fell asleep mid-yawn. That's pretty awesome.
We start talking about PSN and Ryan just loses his mind.
So it's tiered. Like for as many dollar to dollar, you get a point. And then for as many points as you get things like another gift card or like a game of their choosing from a Sony company. Or, I don't know. So there's three different levels of rewards. So it may be worth just...
You're going to get a... PSN credit card.
Great. Maybe worth just getting a PSN card and then...
Just only using it for PSN transactions and then paying it off. Build up that credit score.
Great. I'm saying just you get that card, you make your one transaction, you get your $50.
You cancel that
And then you cancel that card.
Can you do it again?
I'm pretty sure they would pick up on that pretty quick.
I don't
think
so.
You could do it for every member in your household.
It's also through Capital One, so I imagine...
I don't know.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
you do it through every.
I mean, I just find it interesting that PlayStation Network is associating itself with a credit card after their system got hacked.
Yeah, this is the safer way to do it.
All of your credit card information may or may not be out on the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
If you had this credit card,
maybe if you had this credit card, it would be safe.
It'd be safe if
from us being.
When
hacked.
I think PlayStation Network, I think security.
Security. Exactly.
What was the other thing? Oh, so we were talking last week about the sales for Modern Warfare 3.
Yes.
This is what blows my mind. So in the Activision earnings call, or like the day after that, Bobby Kotick was like interviewed, and he's like, this is the best-selling launch game, or this is the best launch of any video game that's happened ever, even outdoing Call of Duty Black Ops. Which is weird, because they say that they have made over, or it's $400 million. In that launch. Now, Call of Duty Black Ops was $360 million or something like that. Now, what's weird is less units were sold. So in the United States last year, Call of Duty sold like 5.4 million units on day one. And then UK sold like 2.2 or something like that, getting it up to over 7,000 or 7 million units sold within day one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's really weird because in both the USA and UK on day one, it sold 6 million units, which Activision is spinning into it being the best launch game ever, which it's not. It hasn't sold as many units day one as Call of Duty Black Ops.
Didn't it gain more money? Maybe they sold more collector crap.
I guess. I mean, maybe I'm expecting
Elite?
It has to do with something with like people who are buying Elite's memberships on day one as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where they're getting that boost and that some million-dollar boost.
Skyrim sold better on Steam.
A fucking bunch of bullshit, that Elite shit.
Yeah, because it's not working right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. You can't join groups.
I can't see what common interests I have with other people right now.
No, none of the tracking is working. Yeah. So if you get a free month if you've signed up for it in like apology from Activision.
I'm not gonna give them more money.
Nope.
It's fucking $50 a year or something like that.
Yeah, you can give $50 a year.
$50 a year.
Woo,
that's less than your Xbox Live.
To check out my stats on Call of Duty. That
you
game
pay
sucks.
Money for that feature even though it's already in the game.
Yep.
Heat maps.
I wonder who came up with that idea. Like, who came up with that?
Well, the other part that's actually kind of appealing is you can participate in tournaments, which...
What's that going to get you?
Real-life prizes. Real-life prizes.
Yeah, but,
like a sword in real life.
But you have to be so ridiculously good in order to win that shit.
That's
unfair.
I mean, and there's other games out there that already have that associated with it, where it's like, you can be in tournaments by owning this game. Like... Hey, do you like Street Fighter? You can be in tournaments that we have that we kind of forgot about, you know, where we give away these awards. But that's free. This isn't.
So. And also, there's a lag issue.
Yeah. Yep. Let me think here. What else is happening besides a gajillion million games coming out?
Fall for Cybertron looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, we talked about that one. Does look pretty sweet.
Yep.
Being
that Dinobot guy.
Weird dog. Oh man. Some stuff.
Oh hey Griff, have you turned into a werewolf in Skyrim yet?
Nope. Don't know how to do that.
Do that?
Apparently.
Is everybody a werewolf?
Potentially.
All werewolf all the time.
I don't know if everybody's a werewolf yet, because
I wonder if you turn into a werewolf.
You could turn into a vampire.
Everybody.
You could turn.
What
into
if
a
everybody
vampire.
Turns into a werewolf at the same time, and then it's just one big werewolf?
It's just wolves. Then it's just everybody's
going
a wolf.
Around fucking everything up. And in the morning, you wake up and go, "What the hell?"
Oh man!
Then it's cool to not.
Why am I wearing this deer head?
Great.
What's all this blood doing on
I
me?
I swear to God, there was other stuff happening. I just forgot it.
Major news that you're just forgetting.
Yeah, there's some stuff here. Oh yeah, that weird UMD to digital thing.
Oh,
for,
is that a thing happening now?
Andrea Sang reported on this from Japan because it's only happening in Japan right now. But if you want your PSP games on your
Vita,
on your PlayStation Vita, you can have that.
Yeah.
By downloading this application onto your PSP that links with your PSN account, you then put your UMD into your PlayStation Portable, and then it recognizes that you have that game. Then, when you have your Vita, you sync your Vita with your PlayStation account that syncs with your PSP goes to your PS3. Your PS3 then syncs with your PSV. Then, the game that you've registered with your PlayStation account once, twice, then can be pulled onto your PSV for a price.
What?
Yes. There is no standardization in the pricing either.
Pay for your
what?
Game again.
So hypothetically, you could be pulling in like Patapon 2 for $15 for your PSV.
After you've already bought it.
I could maybe understand if you want to transfer this stuff, $10 to download the application.
And then you can just transfer everything. Okay, but here's the problem. What if I just
loan you all
my copies of my UMDs so you can have them for free too?
But this is something that fucking iTunes deals with all the time. Just fucking let it happen. Like, these games are old and ancient. Just fucking deal with it.
Well, how does iTunes deal with this?
What is to stop you from giving me all of your Blocks CDs?
It.
What?
Oh, if I give you my CDs?
Yeah, I just fucking rip them to my computer.
That's
or in the case of what's going to happen to me, well, I hope anybody that works at iTunes doesn't listen to this, but fucking, like, just recently lost all of my music from my iTunes. My friend Kevin is going to give me his external hard drive, and just going to rip all the music from there, and just, well, bam, God.
Why don't you just inverse pull off your iPhone?
Huh?
Just pull it all off your iPhone.
There's only a fraction of it on my iPhone, stuff that I used to have. So.
What about on your iPod?
I don't have my iPod anymore. Got rid of
it. Oh, that's right.
Didn't think
but, you know,
well, there's your problem.
iTunes, there's your problem.
iTunes keeps track of everything.
Only
not
purchased.
If you haven't purchased it.
Only purchased content, and even then, iTunes doesn't like to give that to you.
Yeah.
The way iTunes will once. They red flag your name after you, like, read.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can only activate it so many times.
Which I think is just.
But if you deactivate it, you get it back, which is fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Except when your computer crashes and you can't deactivate it.
Yeah.
Which has happened to me about 4 out of 5 times. I'm teetering on the edge of 1 iTunes left.
What?
Got 1 charge of iTunes.
Yeah.
So what happens then? You gotta get a new account? Or?
Well, you could call them and be like, hey, can I get another?
Yeah.
May
I please have another, sir?
Yeah.
So that's how UMD stuff works, and isn't that fucking nuts?
It is fucking nuts.
What else is happening? That's right. So we've got the Spike Video Game Awards coming up in December. And you know what's going to be shown there?
Oh,
Metal Gear Solid Rising.
Are they giving that to Platinum yet?
I hope so.
I can only hope I play that game just like Bayonetta.
Yep.
You know what game looks good?
What?
That one.
Azura's Wrath.
Yes.
Great, that does.
Yes.
Let's see here. I swear there was some other stuff that we were missing from last week, too. I forgot to talk about.
I didn't have anything major in my news.
Oh.
Let's talk about Robin.
Robin. Yeah, we did. We mentioned that, I believe.
Nightwing.
The Robin stuff. Well, at least there's Nightwing a video stuff up of it on the site.
Yeah, we talked about that briefly.
Boy. Was there something with... this is really compelling stuff right now.
I know, right? Talking about news that isn't news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have been important stuff.
I have a problem with this. Every week, I always forget. I should start writing down new stuff, but I always forget what the big thing was like. Remember when I forgot about BlizzCon? That was great.
Yeah, that was great. But BlizzCon's... Fuck my phone.
BlizzCon's.
More me saying things.
BlizzCon's and Blatman?
Blatman and... and
Rilla.
Rilla.
That's the first comic strip.
Yep.
Yep. Fly Man and Rilla go to BlizzCon.
Yep. Oh, man.
What's it called? The Dark Souls is not going to have any DLC.
Oh, okay.
That's a fact.
I'm fine with that.
From Software says we're not going to have any DLC.
Starbreeze and I'm just trying. Never mind. I got nothing.
Yep. I guess. I swear there's one more thing I had set aside, but I guess I don't know what it is. So,
PSN will be down tomorrow.
I remember what it was. I remember.
Yeah?
There's new Skylanders figures out.
Jesus
there's
Christ.
There's three
good
new ones.
That's good. Big news.
I stared at the Skylanders thing for about
Have
5
you got
minutes
it yet?
Yesterday.
No?
Oh.
I was looking at it.
You guys want to just go pool?
No. I no. need it.
Yeah,
I need it all to myself.
Griff, I'll get it for you for Christmas.
You can't
share?
I feel also that $70 is an inappropriate price to pay for that game.
It is. Because that I was.
What if you could put Toby?
But when you
thing?
Think about it, video games
There's
are
$60. There's already a game that lets you do that. And you're getting characters with it. Yeah, I get that.
Get
but I also feel like
things?
That game is not worth $60.
So it's. Well, it's good. Okay, well, so say it's a $50 game. They're giving you three things and they're giving you a base.
But.
How much is the character?
But the problem is you can't play that game without any of those things.
I know.
$10 per character?
Roughly $7.95.
$8?
About $8 a character.
So $24 of character you get with the game?
Mm-hmm. And a base.
So it's a,
but you need the base.
And a base, but you also can't buy the base separately.
It's a $36 game then.
So you can't actually price that base.
$36 is what you're paying for that base.
It would be like, well, no, that wouldn't be true because you could do that, couldn't you? If you wanted to buy like a Rock Band without a guitar or something, which you can do now because there's
now because
so
the aftermarket part.
Perhaps with Skylanders 2,
yeah, you go.
You can get a version that doesn't come with any Portal of Power.
But this is a year.
What
in
if
making.
You could just go to GameStop and get a base?
Griff, you still got a lot of Skyrim to be playing.
I have a lot of everything to be playing before I get into Skylanders.
Yeah, just take a break here. Just ease up.
I know. I just want that game.
I know you do.
I want to play as the Street Shark.
I know you do.
There's Street Shark.
Yes, there's Street Shark.
There's a Street Shark?
More or less. So you get this package, right? And it has pirate ship.
Jawsome!
Is it and Jawsome?
The dude that you get in it is an Earth-based creature. And he tunnels
shark.
Under the ground.
Does he have feet?
He has feet and a giant upper torso and
Does
a shark
he
head.
Fins?
Yeah.
He has arms with it's fins.
Loosely
fin
modeled
arms?
Off of the Street Sharks.
Yeah.
Arms?
Yeah, he doesn't have any sort of sports gear associated
Does he
with
have
him.
A tail?
I don't
He's not inline
so.
Rollerblading?
He's not aggressive inlining or.
Does he wear
footballing?
Combat boots and cargo pants.
I think he's wearing ripped jeans, is as close as we get. I could be wrong. Could
Does
just
wear,
be blue
like,
skin.
Fingered leather gloves.
I don't know. In my mind, he is.
So you have sweet jaw.
See, that's the other thing. Is you know, like I've said before, I want to play Skylanders, but I also just want a better Skylanders to come out. And by better, I just mean with different characters. Like, I want to play as... I want Hasbro to make a fucking Skylanders game...
Isn't,
I can just play with everybody.
This isn't a Hasbro Activision joint.
Uh-uh.
This is just
it is
Activision.
Straight up
Activision.
Activision.
Huh. Interesting.
And I forget what the modeler company is.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity there,
dude. The way that this game has been selling,
you
this
figure,
is going to be
would,
the next
wait,
thing.
So Activision, High Moon, Hasbro, right?
High Moon is not doing the primary work on it. They did the port for the 3DS, I believe.
I'm talking about Transformers, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Raven's something or another is doing the port.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I get those confused.
I'm just thinking, you know, Activision already has done some work with Hasbro, whereas, like, they are making that Transformers game.
Yeah.
Hasbro produces... God, I can't talk today. Fuck my life. Produces toys.
Okay,
bad. Why would you not get into bed with Hasbro for making your toy-based game?
I don't know. Hopefully in the future that happens.
Yeah. Maybe they pissed each other off.
Because then you could have Transformers in your Skylanders.
What was that game? There was, that, like, Hero Clicks, right? That was, like, yeah, a thing where you had, like dudes...
It doesn't...
But they were there, like, dudes that were, like, independent, or it was, like, dudes where it's like, you can play as, like, Optimus Prime or...
And couldn't... Wait, okay.
Or this guy.
No, oh, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's fucking
where
weird.
It's, like, people from different eras of
But wasn't
toys.
It, like, a plug-and-play thing? You, like, just plugged it directly into your TV?
No, it was, like, a real game where, like, you put things on bases and you walk them around and turn dials and it shows their attack strength and you roll dice.
Oh, you're
shit.
Talking, like, a tabletop thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But they're
yeah,
pulling
this was
in
like
different...
Marvel and...
yeah, it's, like, Spider-Man and...
Like, all kinds of nonsense.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I want that for Skylanders.
Well, so what I was also thinking is, like, so Activision Blizzard, like, does Blizzard own the rights to Warhammer, the tabletop nonsense?
They definitely don't own the rights to Warhammer. That's owned by Games Workshop.
Okay, I'm sorry. But so who does the Warhammer games? The EA?
EA... shit.
Is it Electronic Arts that does Warhammer?
Yeah, it's Electronic
Warhammer
Arts.
Warhammer 40K shit?
Yeah, it's Electronic Arts, but who's the developer?
I don't know.
I forget.
We are like going all over the reservation right now.
I don't know why you'd want. Why do you want Warhammer? In your
game? I'm just saying because like, I'm trying to think of
Space Marine.
You want to paint your dude and put him on a base?
Yes, and then put him on a base.
Because I can't even imagine the cost of that. Just, Warhammer figures in and of themselves are already like $30 for a little plastic metal dude.
Just saying, dude, this is where it goes. This is how you make a war game.
I don't
Warhammer
paint
game
my
proper.
Dude. I don't want to paint them.
You buy your dude.
I've done enough of that already.
Put them on the thing.
I want
if
dudes.
If the base could somehow replicate the paint job that I did on them, that'd be great too.
No, I want a better paint job on my guy.
Yeah. I just want to paint a penis on my dude. That it shows up in the game, just like with the shield.
Bringing it full circle.
I think that's in Shadows of the Damned. I think you can do that.
Yeah.
Paint your shield.
Nope.
Penis.
There's no penises in that game.
Penis shield.
Zero.
Damn. Missed opportunities.
Definitely.
That's what this podcast is called.
Missed opportunities.
Dude, all right, guys. Okay, so, we gotta wrap it up here.
I'll talk to you about this.
So,
later, Ryan, but...
thank you all for listening to this episode 61 of Boss Barrel Radio. Ryan, good to have you back. John
should be here.
We'll get some video done. We got to get moving here ASAP because I've got to get ready.
Yeah.
So, see you next week.
Peace out. Bitches.